And we've also asked Scottish Power to come on and respond to why they hound people in this way for the sake of 100 quid.
They refused.
Yeah, well, funnily enough.
Not good enough.
We haven't finished with them yet.
No, we haven't, yeah.
John Holmes.
Hi there. I'm here on time today, you were pleased to know.
Did you come on a bike today?
Yeah, I learned my lesson.
Don't go on trains. Trains are, of course, the big thing at the moment.
Well, exactly. I was rather topical by accident. It was me and Jeremy Corbyn.
It's all anybody's talking about.
That's right, yeah.
What do you got coming up?
Oh, we're giving away some meat. Budget reasons, you know, the usual thing. Chicken, beef or lamb or a box of organic veg. It'll be in a game of Dead or Alive. This is a diversity paper review.
Well, the meat's dead or alive.
Yeah, well, yeah, it starts off alive, obviously.
Yeah. What, in the studio? You're going to kill something in the studio?
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah. Why is there a big Virgin Radio logo in here today?
Because we're doing that show next.
Right.
Their presenter hasn't turned up.
Yeah. Yeah, so you're going to do it. Well, because it's Virgin, so they probably cancelled it anyway.
Indeed, yeah.
Yes, so that's coming up. Stuff, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff. Just some stuff.
There's a lot of work goes into his show.
Yeah, it's just stuff.
What does stuff mean? You know, when people say to me, you know, well, what's happening? Yeah, okay. What are you busy with?
It means they're keeping something secret.
Yeah, exactly.
Or they don't know what they're doing.
That's more like it.
It's one of those, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's John Holmes coming up next here on Talk Radio. Talk Radio. We've got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio. Sounds fantastic. Another round, so what's this sound? That's a gang of larcenous gibbons making off with someone's treasured marimba. But what's this sound? Go compare. That's the sound telling millions of canny householders where to look to save on their insurance. For the right home cover, you'll soon discover nothing quite compares to Go Compare. Sounds fantastic. We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go. At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In August, we've got a real deal on an 8-foot by 4-foot sheet of 18mm sheathing ply for only £14.95 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com. We've got it at Selco.
Selco, it's where the trade go. Dryathlon is coming, and for those taking part, the effects of going booze-free for a month could soon become apparent. Audio hallucinations barely proved to be a problem for many, with some beer pull reporting the appearance of their favourite drink, beer and there, in the things they overbeer. It is not believed that the absence of alcohol directly affects the beer canal, but it is beer that symptoms can severely worsen until barely every word sufferer's beer is the beer. No alcohol for September for Cancer Research UK. Sign up at dryathlon.org and we will beat cancer sooner.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. Hello, I am John Holmes. It's a Wednesday. It's 1 o'clock. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, dozens dead in Italian quake. A toddler swept into sea with her family dies. And the flying bum crashes.
Talk Radio.
Italy's Prime Minister says the priority following a powerful earthquake in the country is to rescue any survivors trapped in the rubble. The country's civil protection agency says at least 37 people have died after the quake struck overnight in central Italy. Here's the country's PM, Matteo Renzi.
We'll make sure that we won't leave any families on their own, no communes on their own, and we'll really work because in the next few hours we can carry on making sure that we can save human lives from the rubble.
A two-year-old girl has died just days after getting swept out to sea in Newquay in an incident which also killed her father. Michaela Brynäs's mother, Lucinda, says she's in disbelief at their deaths and hopes others will learn from the tragedy about how quickly the conditions can change. Some breaking news. An 87-year-old man who shot dead his wife at a care home has been sentenced to serve 6 years in a secure psychiatric hospital for manslaughter. We'll bring you more on this as we get it. Friends and neighbours of a British backpacker stabbed to death in Australia say she was free-spirited, friendly and confident. 21-year-old Mia Alif Chung was killed at a hostel in Queensland. A 30-year-old man has been critically injured. An inquest has heard hospital doctors try for more than half an hour to save ex-footballer Dalian Atkinson after he was tasered by police. The former Aston Villa striker died last week after being shot with the device in the street where he grew up in Telford. After a brief hearing, the case was adjourned while the police watchdog investigates. Jeremy Corbyn's policy plans to renationalise the NHS have been overshadowed by Traingate this morning.
I was hoping you were going to ask questions about the National Health Service, but sadly you're not.
Virgin Trains' decision to publish the CCTV images of the Labour leader is being investigated by the Information Commissioner. It's after Sir Richard Branson took issue with the footage of Mr Corbyn sitting on the floor saying seats were available on his service from London to Newcastle. Mr Corbyn denies that he spun the film and welcomes Sir Richard's involvement in the debate.
Well, I'm very pleased that Richard Branson has been able to break off from his holiday to take this issue seriously with the importance it obviously deserves. I hope he's very well aware of our policy, which is that train operating companies should become part of the public realm, not the private sector.
After the diversion, Mr Corbyn went on to pledge money for patients, not contractors. The world's largest aircraft has crashed during its second test flight in Bedfordshire. Airlander 10's manufacturer says no one's been injured. It was nicknamed the Flying Bum after its maiden voyage last week. And the actress Courtney Cox has admitted she regrets succumbing to pressure to look young in Hollywood. The 52-year-old's been criticised for having cosmetic surgery.
Is that it?
Yeah, I'm just waiting for the weather stuff.
All right, fine. Did you say the flying bum?
Yeah, multiple times.
I thought so, yeah.
Because it looks like a bum.
What, like an... like
a bottom.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, only at certain angles, but after it had its maiden voyage, that's what it was nicknamed.
Okay, fine. Victoria's got the weather now.
Talk Radio National Weather.
A sunny day across the UK, feeling very warm with the highest temperatures in East Anglia, London and the South East. Thundery showers across Southern Britain later on. Highs of 30 degrees.
Who's that actress you mentioned at the end there?
Courtney Cox.
No, I haven't, not recently. You?
Wasn't a question.
Okay, fine. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Ben's got... Ben?
I reckon it's Moose.
Okay, Moose or Ben have got the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Manchester City should make it into the Champions League group stage without too many problems
later. Moose said he'd already done it.
Well, Moose lies. Side,
maybe Ben just
the first
read
leg
it.
Of their playoff. Another win would make it 4-4 so far this season. And manager Pep Guardiola says they've made more progress than he expected.
You can make the training sessions, you can say this or that, but when they are to understand quickly, you need more time. And most of the players, they got it quickly.
Four more teams from the Premier League are in EFL Cup action tonight. Burnley make the short trip to Accrington. Middlesbrough are at Fulham in Talk Sports live commentary game. Sunderland host Shrewsbury and Bournemouth go to Morecambe. Finally, England's cricketers begin their one-day series with Pakistan this afternoon in Southampton. Play gets underway in just under an hour's time. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport. Talk Sport.
Well, Victoria, why have you turned the... how rude of her... frankly, and disrespectful to not listen to Ben there. And she's just got up and you just fiddled with the lights and now the lights in here have gone pink.
Yes, but I've got a fact. I was working on TalkSport at the weekend and they don't have a pink function in their studio.
It's not what I've heard.
I just thought...
Why? I don't want pink lights in here. It's weird.
Why not?
It's like a... I don't know. It's just weird.
It's atmospheric.
Anyway, should we get on with it?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Chloe's here. She'll press the button.
Talk Radio.
Unmissable bank holiday deals at littlewoods.com, including the HP Intel Pentium laptop with 8GB memory and 1TB hard drive for only $329.99, with inclusive standard delivery and free returns. That's the Littlewoods touch. Shop now at littlewoods.com. Offer ends 8th of September.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
So good afternoon then. It's just coming up to a bear. It's time for today's drop-in centre for the next generation of critics, of broadcasters.
My partner thinks it's a cheap joke and so does our mother.
They've kind of got like a placebo-esque kind of vibe.
Robert De Niro.
Japanese poetry. Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio. It's kind of interesting.
You can just feel like it's all centred upon the front man.
Promoting my book, which is out on Thursday. Cornelius has been doing it. And did you say there were three women involved in this?
Yeah.
Is it the kind of thing that would make Lenny Henry party however he likes once he's got his medals? Yes, it is. That's what Cass is through the glass.
Cass is angry because of you.
Terror, growing furniture. Now, already I'm interested. Now, that is a unique selling point, isn't it?
No one even listens to this anyway.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop.
doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century. Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There. Talk radio. When I am about to get on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
Good afternoon to you, hello and welcome as we ride like the wind into a Wednesday. Like Jeremy Corbyn, we now squat not on the floor of a train, but here between 1 and 4 o'clock on your radio. I mean, I have looked, the reason we're having to sit here on the floor of the radio is there aren't any of the radio shows available. I mean, I've walked through the radio, but they're all occupied. Steve Wright's there sitting in, you know, he's doing radio, sitting on Radio 2. Radcliffe and McConey, they're on Six Music at the moment. It's kind of full. Can't sit in Radio 4's space because there's an afternoon play. And Hawksby and Jacobs are on TalkSport. They have that slot reserved for ages. LBC, can't even squat there because it's full of racist taxi drivers phoning in to shout about immigration. So here we are instead, lying on the floor of your radio. Right, just in here, look. Right in here. This is me scratching on the grill of it. There. We're going to be throwing stuff at you. We're going to be launching, let's use the word launching, 3 hours of ill-conceived stuff. Very much like North Korea lobbing that nuclear missile at the sea. Of course, criticising North Korea. As we know from previous incidences internationally, it can be a very dangerous tactic to criticise North Korea. They react badly if anyone is openly critical of the nasty little country or its fat-pudding, bowl-headed, arse-faced leader, Kim Jong-un. So it's wise to just report the facts, I think, rather than cast aspersions at the ugly, dangerous gut bucket that poses as a leader. I mean, we've all heard the stories of his critics, haven't we, being fed to dogs and so forth. But let's be honest, if someone fed Kim Jong-un to dogs, the dogs would probably turn their dog snouts up because the meat would be too fatty and have stupid hair. Good afternoon, Kim Jong-un, by the way, if you are listening. We know you're a fan of the show, or monitoring, I suppose, as you call it. Why not aim your next missile at Talk Radio? Come and have a go if you think you're hard enough or if your pudgy fingers aren't too fat to press the button. Anyway, hello, I'm John Holmes. It is Talk Radio in the afternoons, as I have indicated, and I expect you are largely ambivalent about what's going to dribble out of your radio pipes before Sam Delaney gets here at 4 o'clock. Well, for a start, there's headline hijack. Make up a new story, make up a news lie, bang it firmly into Victoria's mouth. It's the same mouth with which she reads the news. It's this mouth, this one.
This one.
Yes. If you'd like to make up a new story, consider it work experience for a tabloid journalist, then get in touch, because we put a fake story into the bulletin at 2 to confuse those who aren't listening to this bit. Maybe they're out to lunch and they get back, put the radio on, la-di-da. Well, you know what it is. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
We all know that as well. That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And speaking of lunch, there will, of course, be a lonely luncher as we talk to someone who's lunching alone. If it's you, get on the list. We'll call you back. Email lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. If you are the lonely hot lunch, we'll haul you through it and induct you firmly into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. There's work experience punditry as Ellie returns to review this week's hipster nonsense. There's the news in haikus as we tackle the big stories of the day with Japanese poetry. We'll be out on the streets to find out what the people think. Today, do they think baubles or cheesecake? You can win some meat in a game of Dead or Alive. Choose from chicken, beef or lamb, or a box of organic veg. We're not racist. There's the diversity paper review to prove it. Today, the paper's reviewed by a brown man. There's the really hard mystery voice quiz as well, giving you the chance to win £5,000.
£5,000 is not available.
£5,000 up for grabs on this show before 4 o'clock this afternoon in the mystery voice quiz. The £5,000 mystery voice...
£0,000 mystery voice quiz.
The big debate at 3 o'clock. Professor Stephen Hawking will pop by, friend of the show, to tell us an unbroadcastable joke. Ginger Dave is not producing. Asprod Cass is through the glass. Through the miserable window. Chloe's on buttons. Hi, Chloe. Yeah. Victoria's all newsy and stuff.
So newsy.
Yeah, and we're firing a missile at paid intern Cornelius.
Don't. Ow! You didn't have to throw it that hard.
It wasn't a missile, I'll be honest with you. It was two pens. Ow! It hurts, doesn't it?
Yeah.
A pen? Yeah, I didn't... Yeah. Anyway, we have office supply capability. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons on a Wednesday. I'm John Holmes. Hello. Yeah, let's start with some music. Kim Wilde on Talk Radio, the one about the kids in America. So you're probably wondering why I am playing Kim Wilde's legendary work, Kids in America, on Talk Radio in the afternoon. You're probably wondering that. I don't know whether
I once got a detention at school because of this song.
Okay, why?
It was in a drama class, and every week a teacher would read out the name of a boy who moved to America.
Yeah.
So every week, even though every week we go, oh no, he doesn't live in the country anymore. And then one week, another boy in our class called Hamish organised this big thing where he'd go, he's the kid in America. And then the rest of the class went, oh, whoa! And we all had got detention.
Great story. So it is Talk Radio in the afternoons, and you're probably wondering why I was playing the Kids in America song by Kim Wilde.
Probably. Is it because of the big story?
Yes! It's today's big story that we will be tackling in depth.
The youth vote in the United States ahead of the presidential election.
No. Think again.
Education in America.
No, think again.
Something to do with children or America.
No.
I don't know then.
Because it's by Kim Wilde.
Oh. Okay. What, is she in the news?
No. But Kim Jong-un is. And he's called Kim. like Kim Wilde is. Except he's a man.
Yes.
Fat man, but he's a man.
He
and she's
fat man.
She's a woman.
Thin lady.
Yes. So that's why, because of Kim Jong-un and his missiles, Cornelius. You know, because he's also, you know, quite... He's got wild dogs, hasn't he, as well, that he feeds his people to criticise him to. So it's Kim Wilde, see?
Mm.
It's today's big story. We'll be talking about North Korea's missile project that everybody is talking about, of course, next on Talk Radio. Ask Podcast is through the glass, funnily enough. And, you know, a little daily dose of sunshine.
Which one?
We need a... Could you get me an expert on Korea, please? North Korea. Oh, Korea, I want to talk about
North
that.
North Korea.
Yes, please.
Advisor?
Yes.
Career
I want that, yes.
All right.
We'll be talking to someone about Korea next on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Whoa. Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
In the details, very often, is the beauty. When all these little things come together, it's the ultimate feeling of completeness.
The new Volvo V40R design with adaptive digital display, Thor's hammer headlights and 17-inch diamond cut alloys. Now from just £199 a month, including maintenance, with Volvo car leasing, with an initial rental of £2,388.
4-year contract hire agreement offer ends September 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Optional maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Book a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom. The new Volvo V40R design. Life is in the details.
At TradePoint, we've got a great range of building materials stocked in volume, in store, and always at low trade prices. Plus, with our range of tools and workwear, we've got everything you need to finish the job. So why go anywhere else? TradePoint. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claimback do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
West Yorkshire's A1M is still struggling north after a problem near 43 for Hookmore. The accident's been recovered, but the queue's about to junction 47 for Garforth. Greater Manchester's eastbound M62 is very busy. A vehicle's broken down in 90 for Haywood. Delays back to the Simister Island. That's in the roadworks area. Cheshire's southbound M6 queuing past an accident, 17 for Sandbachelor, 16 at Stoke-on-Trent and the A500. And the report's coming in that the M2 in Kent is partially blocked coastbound around junction 2 for Stroud and Rochester. There seems to be a vehicle fire there. I'm Joanna Adams.
Join me, the property doctor, Martin Roberts, as I make my house calls on Talk Radio.
Hey, my friends, why don't you phone Martin Roberts?
Will my house go down in value? Will it go up in value?
Take advice, he'll be there when you need a home, Martin Roberts.
Don't panic.
Martin Roberts.
Absolutely extraordinary.
Right to buy, go buy the let. Minimise your mortgage debt. You won't believe the tips you'll get. Martin Roberts.
With expert guidance on all things bricks and mortar, plus a healthy dose of home improvement tips, it really is the best prescription for essential property advice on the radio. Home Rule with me, Martin Roberts, this Saturday morning from 11
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
This is completely bizarre.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, then. It is Talk Radio. Yes, that much is true. And being Talk Radio, you already know that it's not so much a radio station as a repository for reactions. If you've got one, we'll happily take it off your hands. Here's the number to react to your reactions at 8722.
Start your message with the word
at
talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
What's coming in,
Jane says they should tackle NHS staff shortages by employing taller doctors and nurses.
Right.
And someone says, well, sometimes your love alone is not enough. Not enough, not enough. And she learnt that from a Manic Street Preacher.
Thanks very much indeed. If you've got a reaction, we will, as I say, happily take it off your hands. And now there's a small matter, though, of today's big story. So, as the man with a beer belly for a face, Kim Jong-un, threatens to blow up America and then launches a missile at the sea, the question is, of course, this. Why does Kim Jong-un have that haircut? It's like Donald Trump has climbed inside Kim Jong-un, popped his head out of Kim Jong-un's skull, dyed his hair black, and instructed someone to make it worse. On the line to discuss Korea is Talk Radio's Korea advisor. Sophie's on the phone. Hello, Sophie.
I'm not a North Korea advisor. I'm a careers advisor for the National Careers Service.
Right. Sophie, do you mind just hanging on a sec?
Yeah, sure.
Just, fine. Cat, ask podcast through the glass.
Yep.
Yes. Well, you've done it again, haven't you?
No.
Yes.
Exactly,
not no. Yeah. Yes.
No, actually, no. You're absolutely right. I've done it again. I did exactly as you told me.
What's that?
Get a career advisor.
You weren't listening to this program, were you? So you didn't. You thought you. It's North Korea cast the place, not the.
I'm really busy in the opening of the show, setting everything up.
Yeah.
You said career advisor. I got you career advisor.
Fine, we'll go with it. Sophie's a career advisor. She works for the National Careers Service. Good afternoon, Sophie.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. So you know, if Kim Jong-un, right, you were to give him Korea's advice, say, because that's your area of expertise, I know, you know, what if he walked through your door tomorrow and said, I want to change my my career path, what would you, how do you go about helping someone out like that, Sophie?
Well, unfortunately for him, he kind of falls outside of the National Careers Service remit of living in England, so...
Yeah.
Don't think I could really offer him a great deal of support, but there is a great deal of support we can offer to the residents who do live in England
yes.
in terms of changing their career.
So if let's just hypothetically assume my career is largely worthless, just hypothetically, what advice, I mean, where do we start? How would you advise somebody?
Such as yourself?
Maybe, yes.
Okay, so what's your background, John?
It's sort of a logo with Talk Radio written on it.
And do you have any qualifications?
Yes. I have... okay, yeah. I have a... do you want all the way back to O-levels?
Go for it.
Okay. I've got English.
Mm-hmm.
The other English, literature and language. I can't really remember. I didn't get maths. I'm not very good at maths. A-levels, I got English, language and literature, and a BTEC in art and design. And then I went to university and did English with radio, film and television.
Fantastic. So you've got quite a lot of qualifications there.
Yeah. Well, yes, I suppose so. I mean, if I wanted does that help now? I don't know what... it's been a long time, Sophie, since I went to a careers advisor, so I'm just wondering, you know... But basically, I'm begging you for help. That's the gist of it.
Well, it's going to be an accumulation of two things. It's going to be your qualifications and it's going to be your work experience, because it's really going to be about the transferable skills you've got from where you're at now and how we can transfer those over into something new.
Right. So in terms of, I mean, let's say for the sake of argument, right, the position of evil dictator, mentioning no names, came up. You know, in perhaps, you know, an Asian-based country, is that something I could go for?
I could certainly help you become a high political figure, but the evil part, I think that's more about you as a person.
Yeah, that's true. That's a fair point. What if I've been a bit of political people, where would you stand, and I'll use that word sort of incorrectly because it's a sitting question, but, you know, if Jeremy Corbyn asked you for careers advice, again, what would you say? What would you say to him?
If he wanted to be Prime Minister?
Yeah. What's the best qualification to be Prime Minister if Jeremy Corbyn... I mean, he hasn't got a chance, obviously, but, you know, hypothetically speaking.
I think that with a lot of aspiring prime ministers, it really comes from their experience within law and politics. Law, history, those types of qualifications really can get you in a good stead. And then getting yourself involved in local politics and choosing a party to stand for and progressing your way through the local elections, the by-elections, all the way to the top.
This is good.
So
this is good advice. No, this is good. How many people work for the National Careers Advisory Service then? Are you stationed all over the country?
Yeah, so we've got a national centre, which is based in the northeast, and we have over, I would say, 75 advisors working here.
Yep.
We're probably going to have a lot more tomorrow with it being GCSE exam results day, so we're going to have lots and lots of young people who maybe haven't quite got the results they need or have done really well but still want to know what their options are calling in. But we've also got National Career Service teams all over the country where you can see advisors face-to-face for free advice and guidance. So if anyone is looking for a career change, if they give us a call on 0800 100 900, we can begin with a free appointment to see a careers advisor.
That's very helpful. Good, thank you. And I'm, you know, given the quality of what I do here, I may well give you a ring after the show, if that's all right, Sophie. That's
fantastic. I'm sure there's lots of related careers to what you're doing now that we could maybe open up to you.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it? Yeah, like a proper job or something. Imagine that. Sophie, pleasure to talk to you. Thank you very much. But one final question. Does the National Careers Advisory Service have nuclear capability?
Not that I'm aware of, but we are open every day from 8 till 10. But excellent. I only work till 5, so I'm not sure what goes on between 5 and 10.
Sophie, thank you so much for talking to us this afternoon. That's Sophie, who is an expert on career. Well done, Cass. You're the winner. It's Talk Radio. We'll meet a lonely luncher next. It's just coming to 1:30. Victoria's here with what can only be described as the news.
Talk Radio.
Some breaking news. A serving member of the British Armed Forces has been arrested on suspicion of Northern Ireland-related terror offences. Police say the 30-year-old's arrest in Somerset was part of a pre-planned intelligence-led operation. At least 38 people have been killed in a powerful earthquake that struck central Italy this morning. Many more are missing after the tremor reduced buildings to rubble as people slept. Across the region, there are families trying to reach their loved ones.
Our house has just completely collapsed. It was a house in the historic centre. All the other houses have collapsed.
We have a daughter here and her boyfriend. We know they're being pulled out by the emergency services. I think their house has completely collapsed.
A pensioner who shot dead his 81-year-old wife at a care home has been sentenced to 6 years in a psychiatric hospital. 87-year-old Ronald King killed his wife Rita in a TV room at the home on Walton-on-the-Naze in Essex last December. The boyfriend of a British backpacker stabbed to death in Australia. So she was a beautiful soul who'd fallen in love with the country and its people. 21-year-old Mia Alif Chung was killed at a hostel in Queensland. The UK's data watchdog is investigating whether Virgin Trains broke rules by releasing CCTV pictures of Jeremy Corbyn on one of its services. The company did it to try and disprove the Labour leader's claims that there were no free seats on his recent journey. The Information Commissioner's Office's guidance on CCTV warns against posting images online or giving them to the media. And the world's largest aircraft has been damaged after crashing during its second test flight since being revamped in the UK. Airlander 10 reportedly hit a telegraph pole at its base at Cardington Airfield in Bedfordshire this morning.
Well done, top marks.
No one's been hurt. The weather, a sunny day across the UK, feeling very warm with the highest temperatures in East Anglia, London and the South East, but thundery showers will develop across southern Britain later. Highs of 30 degrees, that's more in half an hour.
What was the difficult word in there?
Cardington Airfield.
So you managed it there, it's fine.
Yeah, second time lucky.
Yeah.
Maybe I should speak to the careers advisor.
Yeah, well, I'm not... I wasn't going to say, but we have written a number down for you.
Cheers.
OK. Right, headline hijack on the way. Victoria will attempt to read out a made-up news story in the 2pm bulletin. If you'd like it to be your made-up news story, then you know the number 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Chloe, get us out of this.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Late Night Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
Differently interesting nocturnal emissions from a legend of late night radio.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night. We're going to have singers. We're going to have dancers. We're going to have naked pets. Just listen and see what happens.
Late night conversation worth losing sleep over.
Late Night Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And reacting, because, of course, today's big story that we were discussing with a careers advisor is North Korea's military capabilities. They've just days after threatening to strike first in any nuclear attack on the US, they've tested another missile by firing it at the sea. So a lot of reactions coming in about this controversial story, Cornelius, I understand.
Yes, lots coming in, John. This is from Point, who says that... he says that Kim Jong-un has threatened to do a preliminary... explosion in America, but he says you don't want to blow your load too early.
Yeah,
so that's come in.
Yeah,
and this is coming from other Point, who says, when I went to North Korea it was raining cats and dogs, which was great. And then I'm not going to read up the second bit of that because it's offensive.
Yeah, it's offensive, isn't it?
Yeah, that is.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Right. John, this has come in as well. The answer is this. The famous headline, how do we solve a problem like Korea? Right? We simply, this has just come in from Jim, says, send ISIS in. And then all the lunatics will be together, he writes. So why not just send ISIS into North Korea? And then there'll be a war there, and then just get on with it, can't they? It's Jim's idea there. What else has come in here? The breaking news. Yes, we had read about this. They're not just missile. You know how obsessed he is, Kim Jong-un, with wild dogs and feeding his enemies to them. They've now decided to launch dogs at other countries. So they're loading dogs into silos in there because they're cheaper than, developing nuclear weapons.
Yeah.
So they've just got angry dogs and they're just firing them. You can get a dog between North Korea and probably Washington. In like about 15 minutes if you fire it fast enough. And they're... it's not like they're packing them. I mean, they've still got the basics of the missile. It's not just like, the dog on its own. But they do, they pack dogs into missiles. Take out all the gubbins and the electronic, and they just ram dogs into missiles, and then have now got the capability to fire them at the rest of the world.
That's awful.
So that's what we've got to worry about. That's the future, that is. That's North Korea. Keep your reactions coming in. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
It's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It's 20-odd minutes away from the news at 2 o'clock, and you have that amount of time to make up a news lie. It's Headline Hijack, as we've been discussing. Victoria will be here at 2 o'clock with the news, but in it will be a lie. There are people not listening to that. I mean, it's hard to understand and even comprehend, isn't it, that people aren't listening to this? I mean, I know. Yes, I know, and I hear what you're saying, but we are the 34th most popular radio station nationally out of a possible 39. So it's unbelievable that people aren't listening to this, but some are out to lunch, you see, that's the thing. And they're not listening to this bit of it. They'll listen from 2 o'clock when they get back to their desks or whatever, switch the radio on, but they're not listening to this, which is what Headline Hijack is for. It is there to befuddle them. They believe the news lie, your news lie, because we'd like you to make it up, please. Just a fiction. Just a fiction. So when they get back, they hear Victoria saying the news, believe it. I mean, obviously, it's hard to understand because she doesn't get any of the words right. But in it will be a lie masquerading as truth. It's Headline Hijack. That's how it works. Cornelius, what's come in?
Lots come in John. This has come in from Sammy, who says that Virgin Rail are to release a new class of ticket for people who are looking to travel on budget. Corbin class will allow people to board the train, but they may not use a seat.
Yes, that's just rail travel generally, isn't it, really? What do we have here? Following the news that the Salvation Army says it has seen nearly a five-fold rise in the number of slavery victims it's helped in England and Wales since 2012. It's emerged that Talk Radio are responsible for 10% of the victims because they took part in an internship programme here at Talk Radio. Some are said to be suffering post-traumatic stress disorder from being barked at and threatened by Julia Hartley Brewer. That's come in. Salvation Army there. What have you got, Cornelius?
This is coming from, who's this from? From Cassandra, who says the unsuccessful Team GB athletes who failed to medal at the Rio Olympics are being asked to fund the Open Top Buses parade for the parade next week. This is part of a new initiative by the British Olympic Association to encourage athletes to do better next time.
Thank you very much for sending that in, Cassandra, but what you have done there is put the phrase to medal. Right, you can't. This started during this Olympic. You don't podium and you don't medal. You get a medal. You stand on a bloody podium. Oh, so the athletes are probably going to podium over there. No. It's a noun, not a verb. Stop using it as one.
It's just like, oh, how did you win that swimming medal? Oh, well, I just watered across the pool and it was fine.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just not. Just stop it. Anyway,
you can't hurdle, idiots.
If you've got a made-up news story, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And we'll meet a lonely luncher, inducting them into the Tupperware Hall of Despair next here on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Vauxhall vans come with 4 years 0% APR representative, up to 4 years warranty and 4 years servicing and breakdown. From big vans to small vans right across the range. That leaves you free to do more of what you do best. Vauxhall vans. Less getting the van sorted, more getting the job done. Search Vauxhall vans. Conditional sale 4 years 0% APR representative. Minimum 20% deposit plus VAT at 20% on total price. Financed by Vauxhall Finance, subject to status 18 plus. T's and C's, mileage limitations and exclusions apply.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In August, we've got a real deal on an 8-foot by 4-foot sheet of G-Tex standard plasterboard for only £4.15 ex VAT. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the train go.
So the train stops and the doors open exactly where you're standing. You get the last free seat and you remember to pick up a free metro. Everything's working out suspiciously well. Maybe it's time to buy a lottery ticket, my friend. This could be your lucky day. Pick up a metro. Free every weekday morning.
Every sofa in store is in the sale of the summer at DFS. But be quick, savings on selected sofas and bank holiday Monday. DFS.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
West Yorkshire's A1M is still struggling north after a problem near 43 for Hookmore. The accident has been recovered, but the queue's about to junction 47 for Garforth. Greater Manchester's eastbound M62 is very busy. A vehicle's broken down in 90 for Haywood. Delays back to the Simister Island. That's in the roadworks area. Cheshire's southbound M6 queuing past an accident, 17 for Sandbachshire, 16 at Stoke-on-Trent and the A500. And the report's coming in that the M2 in Kent is partially blocked coastbound around junction 2 for Stroud and Rochester. There seems to be a vehicle fire there. I'm Joanna Adams.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right, it's almost time to meet a lonely luncher. But before we do, as you've been listening to the show, and of course you listen to Talk Radio, I'm sure, all day, you'll know that it's... Well, it kind of deals with the news, and the thing about the news is we find, and I'm sure you do as well, that it can be quite complicated, can't it?
I can't get my head around it, John.
I know, Cornelius, and you're not the only one. We get letters. There's a postbag. Every morning we come in and find the postbag stuffed to its rim with letters from people telling us that they can't get their head around the news. Let me just read you an example here. Dear John, I can't get my head around the news. That's from Laura. There's another one. Dear John, I can't get my head around the news. That's from Sue. Dear John, I can't get my head around the news. From Garrett. I mean, I could go on. And I will. Dear John, I can't get my head around the news. That's from Liam. Dear John, I can't get my head around the news. That's from Denny. Dear John, I can't get my head around the news. That's from Scott. Dear John, I can't get my head around the news. That's from Rupert. I mean, no one can get their head around the news. That's the problem. But we're here to help, of course, by leading you through the news. Because, as you know, when you dissect news and you take it into a shed or something and just take it apart with tools, what you find is that the news is really just made up of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Jeremy Corbyn lies on a train floor in both senses of the word.
News in haiku.
Do that, it ruins it.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
So here we are, aren't we all together enjoying lunchtime? It's 2:15, and some people, think of them now, think of the people who are lunching alone. What of their sad little lives? Why are they lunching alone? What's wrong with them? But we can help. If you're a lonely what lunch, this is the feature, the radio feature for you, where we reach a helping hand out of the radio and stroke you as your, not in that way, not that kind of DJ, but in a way that's soothing and encouraging, really. And we very much want to make you fewer lonely if you are lunching alone. So you can get in touch with the show, because that's what we like. There's an email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. That's the email right there, and you can use it. If you do, we'll call you back. Get on the list. Be inducted into the Talk Radio in the Afternoon's Tupperware Hall of Despair. Tell us why you're lunching alone, what you're having for lunch, and we can make idle chit-chat as though we were a colleague that you don't like very much. There's one on the phone now. He's called Stephen. Good afternoon, Stephen.
How are you, John? Are you well?
Very well, thank you. Yes,
bad tears.
How are you then? What's
I'm super, thanks for asking. I'm I'm just sitting down. I came away for a couple of days. I came to Leipzig in Germany, which is
that's nice,
to the east of France.
Yes.
And I'm just sitting down. I'm eating my hot dog here.
Hot dog. So you're in Germany now, are you?
I'm in Germany now. Yeah.
Yes.
I came away on my own. I was a few days off work, and I just wanted to get away.
Yes. Why are you on the run?
I'm of sorts. I'm running away from the misery of working in. I work in a factory.
A factory. And, what kind of factory is it?
It's a medical supplies factory.
Do you make the medical supplies, Stephen, or do you?
No, I merely put one medical supply on top of another. Which is my want.
I could see that would be miserable. Yes.
Well, it's not for me. I like fun times.
Yeah, fun times. Yeah,
calling in life.
Do they keep the medical supplies secure in this factory? I only ask because obviously the temptation, if you work in a medical supply factory, just putting medical supplies on top of one another, you know, there must be a temptation to take some of those medical supplies and use them upon yourself in a potentially fatal way.
Well, I can't imagine anybody taking a stent and trying to insert it into their own heart, quite frankly.
Yeah.
So there's never been that sort of design.
Why Germany, Stephen? Why Germany? Of all the places, just out of interest.
Flights were cheap to Germany.
Good.
Yeah, I enjoy it here as well. Yeah. It's
a lovely place. It's you said you're having a hot dog. Just give us a sense of where you are eating this. Are you, you know, just your surroundings? Give us a little sort of insight into a German lunchtime.
I'm here and I'm sitting by a man-made lake. They have a lot of man-made lakes here in Leipzig. It's called the Kaspudener Sea. And I'm looking out on it. And it's really quite nice here.
You're painting a beautiful picture, I have to say, of a sort of sad man.
Yeah.
By a lake, clutching his sausage. It's an interesting image that we've now all got.
And it's a metaphor of sorts as well for my life, I think.
Yeah. So why are you not with... Why have you gone alone out of interest? Was there no one you could have... You know, this is the point of Lonely Lunch, of course. You know, we like to find out why people are alone. And I wonder why that is.
Well, my girlfriend has gone away. She's gone to Alaska singing. She sings songs.
As opposed to...
The best kind of thing to sing.
Yeah, well, I find that. I mean, you can try singing drama, but it's hard.
It usually doesn't rhyme quite as well.
No. Why is she... right, so she's gone... Where's she gone?
She's gone to Alaska.
Don't know, just say it. Just say Alaska. Just say Alaska. Where's she gone?
Alaska.
You go on, then.
Yeah. Oh, dear God. Oh. Oh, well.
Yeah. What songs does she sing?
She sings a lot of Irish songs. She sings,
Is there a big market
Danny
for...
Boy.
Danny Boy, yeah. Is there a big market for Irish songs in Alaska? Why?
She goes on a cruise ship, so she heads off on a cruise ship.
And okay.
Goes singing.
Yeah.
She's nice.
Yeah, she sounds nice.
Yeah, it's nice for her, but it means I'm sitting here on my own.
Yeah, with your sausage.
Downside of us, eating my sausage.
Yeah.
Sausage in hand.
When's she back?
She won't be back for another 2 months.
2 months? That's a long time, isn't it?
It's a long time.
If I was you, I'd get yourself another sausage.
I don't think I could manage two sausages.
They are quite meaty, the German ones, aren't they?
They're not the worst.
Oh dear. I mean, you mocked my Alaska line and now that.
Well, this was heading that way.
It's it's been a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you very much.
You know, thank you for getting in touch for part of Lonely Lunch. And when are you back in the homeland?
I am back in 3 days' time. I'm only here for a very short period of time.
All right, listen, Stephen, it is. I hope we've made your lunchtime fewer lonely, though. I mean, that's the point of the exercise, isn't it?
Oh, you did. Thank you, John.
You're very...
I appreciate it.
Yeah, well, we appreciate you. Thank you, Stephen. That's Stephen is in Leipzig, staring at a man-made lake, holding his sausage because his girlfriend's gone away for 2 months to sing at Alaska. If you're a lonely what lunch, then do get in touch. You know there's an email. Here's Cornelius to tell you what it is.
Lonely lunch at talkradio.co.uk.
And we will call you back. All you need to do is tell us why you're lunching alone. That's it. And you can be inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Now, earlier on the programme, we were... Well, it didn't go that well, but we were discussing, of course, today's big story, which is is it that Jeremy Corbyn has sat on the floor of a nuclear missile or something
that? That is 100% correct.
And we were talking, and I wanted to talk to an expert on Korea, but Asprod Cass through the glass, through the miserable window.
Isn't it?
Just booked a career advisor.
We were discussing yesterday, are we sure it's pronounced Cass?
Yeah, we were discussing this. Yeah,
because that's what she's told us, and she normally gets it wrong.
That's right, and I think the reason what's happened is
what are you talking about?
Hi, Cass.
Hi, hi.
What are you talking about?
We were just talking about you.
Yeah, I know. What?
Well, because we wondered whether we were pronouncing your name correctly. That's all. Because I mean, you say Cass.
Yep.
But you know, it would be more appropriate if we called you Cass.
Cass.
Why?
Because you're an arse.
Well, you're a git, but I don't call you git, do I?
Well, you do, actually. You call me worse than that.
I often do.
Yes. Anyway, we were talking earlier, because Cass messed up arse prod Cass through the glass. Messed up the guest booking again. I said I wanted to talk to someone about Korea. She got a careers advisor. Anyway, we were talking about North Korea. And today's text in, if you'd like to get involved, will be North Korea facts. Because everyone knows about North Korea. It's a very secretive nation. Mm. We've all heard of it. We all know the beer belly faced psychopath that's in charge of it. But other facts about North Korea, very welcome this afternoon as we attempt to provide, you know, the sort of service, professional service you'd expect from a radio station. Cornelius, what's a North Korea factor?
I don't know if you knew this, John.
I think I did know.
But in North Korea, whilst Kim is a man's name,
yes,
Barry is also a female name. And any females who are called Kim and famous in the West over here,
yes,
are known as Barry over there.
Right.
That includes Barry Wilde.
Yes.
Barry Basinger.
Yes.
And Barry Marsh from Hearsay.
Thanks. Facts 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with a fact about North Korea.
Kim Jong-un. This was coming. Yes. Kim Il-sun, North Korea's eternal leader, who died in 1994, is the only person they've discovered that knows the country's nuclear codes. He died without telling anyone else them. He had it tattooed on the inside of his bottom lip. And if they want to use it ever to fire a proper nuclear missile that's actually armed, the current leader is required to prise open the coffin himself, pull back the rotting lip of the former leader, and look at what the code is. It's like his PIN number, really. Basically, that's the thing. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with a fact about North Korea.
Hashtag North Korea facts. Upon the arrival of Kim Kardashian's daughter's 18th birthday, this is just coming from Gary, the entirety of North Korea will transform into a camp of people dedicated to helping her succeed in life. This will be followed by an official name change to North Korea. Facts about North Korea, please, to those numbers as previously indicated. There's now, though, headline hijackery afoot. 2 o'clock is when the news will come out of Victoria. But what will also come out of Victoria is a made-up news lie. We'd like you to supply it. Lots coming in, Cornelius.
Yes, John has sent in, Mrs. Brown's Boys has been named the best British sitcom in an audience poll of British idiots. Simpletons were asked to mark which funny show they found the bestest by drawing a smiley face near a picture of the main cartoon.
Tam Fry, the head of the National Obesity Forum, has been accused of being a fraud after it has emerged for the last 3 years he's stuffed a cushion up his shirt, fooling people into thinking he's larger than he actually is. Some reports are also emerging that he wears a baby on board badge when riding trains so that people give up their seats for him.
Really?
Yes, that's a fact as well. Right, okay, we need a winner. Who has got their made-up news story in the news? Cornelius.
Congratulations to Jamie in Devon.
Jamie in Devon. Right, Victoria will be here very shortly. We will hand that to her because in just over 2 minutes' time, she will read the news out, as I say, and it will be true, except there are people who aren't listening to this bit. And I'll be honest with you, they get back to their desk. We've done research, we know that. They switch the radio on, they hear Victoria telling the truth, but now, what was his name? Jamie.
Jamie. Jamie. In Devon.
In Devon's story will be in the news, which is next. That is how Headline Hijack works. Still to come, work experience punditry. We are joined once again by Ellie, reviewing hipster crap that she's brought in deliberately to annoy me. We'll do that. We'll give away some meat. There's £5,000 up for grabs.
No, there's not.
4 o'clock in today's very difficult mystery voice quiz. £5,000.
£50. £00.
£5,000.
Is not available. Up, end of sentence.
Up for grabs.
Down for grabs.
In the next 2 hours here on Talk Radio. Good afternoon. Hello, I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
Butchers, chop chop. Bakers, get cracking. Dry cleaners, press on. Estate agents, get moving. Electricians, switch on. Tailors, suit up. Farmers, plough on. And mechanics, get in gear. If you employ someone, even if it's just one person, you'll need to offer a workplace pension. It's the law. Don't ignore the workplace pension. For help from the pensions regulator, go to workplacepensions.gov.uk today.
Dryathlon is coming, and for those taking part, the effects of going booze-free for a month could soon become apparent. Audio hallucinations barely proved to be a problem for many, with some beer pull reporting the appearance of their favourite drink, beer and there, in the things they overbeer. It is not believed that the absence of alcohol directly affects the beer canal, but it is beer that symptoms can severely worsen until barely every word sufferer's beer is the beer, 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 beer. No alcohol for September for Cancer Research UK. Sign up at dryathlon.org and we will beat cancer sooner.
Sounds fantastic. What's this fantastic sound then? That's a kookaburra in a Hillman Minx colliding with a set of tubular bells. So what about this sound?
Token Bell.
Well, talking of cheaper car insurance, that's the sound telling millions of county drivers where to look.
It's where you go to insure your motor. Nothing quite compares to Token Bell.
Sounds fantastic.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
At 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Good afternoon, I'm John Holmes. Look, Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up to 50 feared dead after Italian earthquake. UK serviceman is arrested in terror probe. And there are new bake-off emojis.
Talk Radio.
Rescue teams are searching for the survivors in the debris of collapsed buildings following a powerful earthquake in central Italy. Several towns in a mountainous region have been badly hit, with as many as 50 people feared dead. It's Italy's strongest earthquake since 2009, when more than 300 people were killed. This priest is helping rescuers in the town of Amatrice.
What can I say? History is repeating itself. The nightmare of L'Aquila in 2009 is taking place again. What can I tell you? I haven't got words. I'm speechless. We've just heard a boy of 13 who's dead.
A serving member of the British Armed Forces has been arrested in Somerset on suspicion of Northern Ireland-related terrorism offences. Police say there's nothing to suggest an immediate threat. Sky's defence correspondent Alistair Bunkle has more.
SO15, which is the counter-terrorism command from Met Police, went down there to make the arrest, along with colleagues from Avon Somerset Police. But it's significant that they went down from London to carry this out and that they're leading the operation. No armed police involved, though, so it's not like they stormed his house. There are other further searches going on.
An 87-year-old man who shot his wife at a care home in Essex has been sentenced to 6 years in a psychiatric hospital. Chelmsford Crown Court heard Ronald King and his elderly wife Rita both had Alzheimer's, and his judgment was affected by his condition. King, who's from Walton-on-the-Naze, had denied murder but admitted manslaughter on the grounds of diminished responsibility. Virgin's Trains' decision to publish the CCTV images of Jeremy Corbyn is being investigated by the Information Commissioner. The rail operator did it to try and disprove the Labour leader's claims that there were no free seats on his recent journey to Newcastle. The Traingate row overshadowed his attempt to launch his NHS policy.
This is a press conference about the National Health Service, which is in deep crisis, and I was rather hoping that you would be able to concentrate on the National Health Service this morning.
After that, Mr. Corbyn went on to pledge cash for patients, not contractors. He claims private finance deals leak money away from frontline services. The company behind the world's largest aircraft says it's been damaged after it crashed while landing during its second test flight. Airlander 10 took off from its base in Bedfordshire this morning. Photos show the 92-metre-long aircraft, nicknamed the Flying Bum, on the ground with its nose pointing towards the floor. No one has been hurt. Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing?
Well, I just heard you say something to do with the bottom, with your nose on the floor pointing it upwards or something. I wasn't really listening. I wonder what you're talking about.
The Flying Bum.
Oh, okay, that. You skipped around the name of the airport that time, didn't you?
Yeah.
You struggled with that last time.
Cardington Airfield.
Yeah, well done.
And there's a new emoji to mark the return
of the Great British Bake Off
tonight.
What do you mean there's a new... That's not news, Victoria, is it? An emoji?
It is new.
It's not news.
Twitter's created a special
When did you find
icon.
That out? Why didn't you come in and do one of your breaking news bits?
I was trying to lead with that.
Yeah.
Maybe I will next hour.
Yeah.
Twitter has created a special icon of the show's bunting-covered tent, which will appear every time someone uses the hashtag GBBO. The Great British Bake Off.
I've never seen it.
How? Why?
How have I never seen it? Because I've never looked at it with my eyes.
Why?
Well, I'm not interested in cake.
They do bread as well.
Oh, well, fine then. Sold. I do see Paul Hollywood quite regularly.
How? Why?
Well, we're having a thing, you know.
What kind of thing, John?
I'll see him with my eyes. Because he lives near my daughter's primary school.
Oh, okay.
He lives on the corner in the big house.
Do you stalk him?
No, I just...
Do you peer through his windows?
You can't. They're really fiddly little windows. It's like an old house. It's like it's an historic home of Kent or something. And he parks his cars outside. He's got Aston Martin,
mm-hmm.
a Range Rover, uh-huh. and a Porsche.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What's his number plate?
There's money in cake, turns out.
And bread.
I forgot the bread.
He's most well known for his bread.
For the bread. Mm. And once I saw him putting his wheelie bin out in biking leathers. Ooh. Him, not the bin.
Okay.
To be clear.
The more you tell, the
spotted.
More of this. Spotted.
Spotted.
This is all going to be in Victoria's next bulletin.
Yeah.
Because it's bake-off news and that's important.
It is important.
Spotted.
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 Spotted. Spotted.
Have you ever spoken to him, John?
I think I spoke to him at my daughter's school fete, but I didn't know who he was. It was only when someone said, that's Paul Hollywood, and then someone told me it was from Bake Off.
What did you chat about?
I can't really remember, Victoria, to be honest. But next time, I mean, I will congratulate him on his emoji, given that it's great big news, isn't it?
It's not just him. There's a whole cast.
Right.
Can I do the weather?
Oh God.
Talk Radio National Weather.
A sunny day for the UK, very warm.
Has the weather got an emoji?
Emojis already existed to mark the weather.
All right.
Feeling very warm with the highest temperatures in East Anglia, London and the South East. Thundery showers across southern Britain later. Highs of 30 degrees.
Thank you. Here's Ben with, I'm going to say sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Manchester City should make it into the Champions League group stage without too many problems later. They're 5-0 up on Romanian side Steaua Bucharest after the first leg of their playoff. Another win would make it 4-4 so far this season. And manager Pep Guardiola says they've made more progress than he expected.
You can make a training session, you can say this or that, but when they don't understand quickly, you need more time. And most of the players, they get it quickly.
Four more teams from the Premier League are in EFL Cup action tonight. Burnley make the short trip to Accrington. Middlesbrough are at Fulham in Talk Sports live commentary game. Sunderland host Shrewsbury and Bournemouth go to Morecambe. Finally, play is underway in the first one-day international between England and Pakistan in Southampton. The tourists won the toss and chose to bat first. Toss. That's the latest sports news powered by Talk Sports.
And the Met Office has warned people against wearing Croc sandals in this hot weather. According to them, the temperature could be so high today that there's a possibility of them melting and permanently merging with a human's foot, creating a realistic fashion nightmare.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria. That was Victoria with the news and Ben with the sport. Next, Ellie's here with Hipster Nonsense.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Factoids.
Today, we'd like to bring on Janie Lee Grace, everybody. She's here today.
Thank you very much. Janie.
Men eat only when they're hungry. Now, that might be every 3 or 4 days, or even longer.
A dog remains in a vehicle. He's still there.
If you removed it from the body, a python would stretch to about 22 feet in length.
About 10,000 kangaroos fall off cargo ships every year.
Men.
Here's Tim Smith.
The heaviest small intestines on record weighed more than 2 pounds each. They fell in Bangladesh in 1986.
Here's Tim Smith.
Pig hole.
Thank you, Janie. Here's Tim.
The rarest testosterone is green.
And a dog in Essex has survived after spending a month with a huge Tim Smith stuck millimetres into his brain.
Factoids.
If you're just joining us, it's Talk Radio in the afternoon. I am John Holmes. It's time for Work Experience Punditry. If you're a regular listener, you'll know that's where we road test the next generation of critics, broadcasters, pundits. Crucially, it also highlights Talk Radio's very relaxed attitude to employment law, because it's always done by someone we don't have to pay, because they're doing work experience. Ellie is back.
Hiya.
I have mixed feelings about it, because, you know, while it's nice to see Ellie, she does bring some crap with her. It's Ellie's job to review hipster nonsense on a... we do music, we do film, we do television, we do geeky, gadgety stuff. But Ellie is the queen of the hipster nonsense, which is why she has grown that spectacular square beard. What horrible things are popping up, to use one of your hipster terms?
Oh, there's plenty. So the first thing I'm going to talk about today is, obviously, a big part of my job is delivering avocado news, possibly one of the staples of the hipster diet.
Yeah.
So we've had things like avocado ice cream, cupcakes, pasta. There's a cafe that was just dedicated to avocados.
Well, that can shut up.
And now we've gone one step further. So avocado has come for the humble burger. So now, instead of having a burger bun when you have your burger, instead, cut up an avocado, take the two halves, and have that as the bun.
That's not a burger, is it?
It is. It's the avocado burger.
What? Is that, that's now a thing?
That's now a thing, yeah. So it basically...
It's slimy. How would you hold it?
You wouldn't want to hold that.
Yeah, so basically a food photographer came up with the idea, and then a restaurant in Covent Garden picked it up, and she recommended that you use a knife and fork. So it does kind of lose the fun of having, like, a hands-on...
So it's not
burger.
A burger. What it is... I mean, technically, it's just some meat and vegetables, isn't it, really? Because the burger, the element of... I mean, I know the burger is the thing in the middle, but the point of it, as you said, the fun, you know, the fun of a burger is that you pick it up and eat it.
But then what about, like, you know, when your mum eats a burger with, like, a knife and fork? Is she technically not eating a burger? What is it then? Because it's still bread, meat and veg.
How do you know my mum eats a burger with a knife?
You know, the proverbial, your mum.
Yeah.
Does your mum uses cutlery.
Slam. Does your mum eat your burger with a knife and fork? You know Cornelius's mum.
Oh, shut up!
Taught him how to kiss.
Here comes the aeroplane.
Is that what you say to her when you...
Shut up.
pop it in. The food, I mean. Right, so how would you hold it?
How would I hold it? The avocado burger?
Yes. Of course.
Because I reckon if you're having an avocado burger, right, so you know the bread is supposed to make it so you don't get messy with like the meat and the cheese. Yeah. I reckon the avocado is now the messiest part of that burger. So maybe you have to hold the middle of the burger with the avocado on the outside.
Could you do it the other way? Could you get two burgers and put some avocado in the middle of that? Is that still a burger?
I'm going to say that's a better burger.
See, this hipster stuff is easy, isn't it? So now I've come up, you don't need a food photographer to come up with that. I've just come up with, so you're talking about the avocado burger. I'm talking about the burger avocado. Right, so it's an avocado, right?
The burger avocado.
Yeah. It's a burger on top.
Right.
And a burger below.
Do you have cheese on that burger?
I would say that's optional.
Ooh.
See, you're wrong here.
Avocado cheeseburger.
No, what you want to do is avocado meatball. Because if you take the stone out in the middle, it's perfectly shaped just to fit a little meatball in there.
That's true, actually.
That is genius.
That is good. You could get anything in there, couldn't you? Pickled onion.
Oh, that'd be horrible. An egg.
Little egg.
Like a scotch egg.
Yeah, an egg. Yeah.
But avocado.
Avocado egg.
Yeah.
Hey, you see, this is easy, this food hipster stuff. Avocado egg.
A strawberry in there.
A strawberry.
That would be nice.
Nice little grape.
Stracardo.
Stracardo.
Stracardo. Grape's just stupid, Ellie. You're being silly now. But you could have an egg-vocado.
Egg-vocado.
Avocado egg or egg-vocado?
Egg-vocado.
You could go for like the ultimate brunch thing and have like eggs Benedict, but like in an avocado. That would blow hipster's mind.
You could put anything in a... in an avocado.
I mean, curry.
Curry.
Put some curry there. That'd
like,
be nice.
Just a little bit of curry paste.
Avocurio. Yeah. Some lilt.
Some dough, and then you could call it dough card ava. Like, I can't. Ava dough card. No. No, I can't think of a name for that one.
I can't. Or you could put some testicles in it. Put a testicle in there, can you? I mean, not. I mean, you know,
you
if you.
Could.
I mean, I could. I could teabag an avocado. Yeah. I mean, not,
a teabag.
I'd want to, put a teabag in an avocado is all I mean.
Okay.
You know, nice cup of tea in the avocado. Like Todd Carty, the actor. Anyway, well you could. Anyway, I don't know. But if you put a testicle in it, that would be only useful for, you know, a cannibal or something, or a serial murderer with a penchant for human flesh.
You seem like you know a lot about both avocados and serial murders with a penchant for human flesh.
Well, again, that's the new hipster thing waiting to happen. I think. Probably.
Oh.
You know, a pop-up serial murderer cafe.
Because
there's a serial cafe, right?
Right.
Right.
Which is called Serial Killer.
There you go. Well, there you go then. So I'm right.
Yeah, sort of.
Maybe it's all a front.
You could put a shreddy in there, couldn't you?
You could make the avocado into a little bowl of cereal, so like a little bit of milk and then like one lone Cheerio.
I'll be honest, I'm sick of avocados now.
But you've come up with so many great ideas.
Yes, I have, because it's easy. I'm just proving to you that your hipster crap that you come in and peddle in here, right, is just it's just someone going, oh, I'll do that, and then suddenly it's hip.
John, I don't think it's easy. I just think you are a hipster.
I don't think that's actually true. No one's ever accused me of that. But yeah, okay, fine. Avocado news. What next?
So the next thing is, you mentioned a little bit about this yesterday, I think, which was the Frank Ocean pop-up. But it turns out that pop-ups and musicians are like a really big trend at the moment.
Oh, God. You see, yes, you're right. Frank Ocean and his two-hour news agent. We turned a news agent into a place just selling his crap album or something. Is that right?
It was like an album and then also like a magazine that came with it and loads of facts about him and... So that came out.
The chomp.
Yeah, there were 1,000 people queuing there by 2 a.m. And they were on sale on eBay for like over 250 quid soon afterwards. But he's not the only person who's done a pop-up this week. So has Kanye West. So he did 21 pop-ups all over the world. So worldwide hipsters.
Stop saying pop-up.
Basically, 21 cities all over the world last week opened up a Life of Pablo store that sold loads of like of his merchandise to do with his latest release.
Right.
And then basically the garments on the racks were just for size. So you went in, you queued for ages, you got to try things on, and then what they do is they'd hand you like a paper menu, and then you'd circle the things that you want on the paper menu, and then you'd have to queue again, and then they'd give you your possessions in a little plastic bag.
So it's like a, just like a shop then, basically.
Yeah, but I thought that what would particularly infuriate you about these would be how much everything cost. So I'm going to give you one just to kind of set the bar. So the sand-coloured London hat was £40.
Sand-coloured London hat?
So it had London written on it in the typeface that he's using, the Gothic typeface. And it was sand-coloured. So that was £40. How much do you reckon a I Feel Like Pablo t-shirt was? How much would you pay for, like, actually, no, not how much would you pay?
I wouldn't pay. I would take it off the hanger, right. And I would tear it up into shreds. And
you'd have to pay for it then.
No,
it's the rules. No. If you break it, you buy it.
No, only if I leave the shop with it. And I'm going to tear it into shreds.
Right.
And I'm going to take those shreds and I'm going to wee on them.
Right.
And then stuff it into an avocado. That's what I'm going to do.
So you've now opened up
a cafe. And then set it on fire.
Within Kanye's pop-up.
Again, it's just a hipster idea that I've had.
Okay.
It's fine. I don't know, 60 quid for a t-shirt.
It was 50. So actually, you're saving a tenner there, John.
All right,
how much do you reckon the We Young and We Alive sand crew neck costs?
Why is everything sand?
He likes the colour sand.
It's not a colour. Sand isn't a colour. It's a thing. Okay. It's a...
He likes replicating sand in the form of garments.
Well, he should just wear sand, shouldn't he? There's a hipster idea for you. Forget sand. Clothes made of sand.
Of sand?
Yeah.
It'd be quite itchy, wouldn't it? Would it be like sand that's been filtered, or would you still have like sea creatures?
I don't know. You're the hipster.
It?
You decide. It's just... Okay, what you do is, right?
Right.
Because the sand sticks to you anyway, doesn't it? It's quite annoying, right?
Yeah.
So, but if you enhance that experience by smearing something sticky on yourself, like an avocado,
right?
And then you just roll around a beach for a bit, stand up, and then your nudity is covered by the sand, isn't it?
So if you're from Brighton, can you not do this, or...?
It's pebbles down there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not making clothes out of pebbles. I'm not a monster.
Okay.
I'm just suggesting that the act, if he's so obsessed with it, you know, as a hipster idea, sand clothing could be a thing, couldn't it?
Could be.
It's all I'm.
That would be like suffering for your art.
Well, I mean, you know, it does. We know it gets in your, doesn't it? When on the beach, it takes a while to get. I mean, admittedly, it takes a while to get the sand clothes off. I haven't perfected it as an idea. I'll be honest with you.
I'm going to be honest, if this is Dragon's Den, I'll be saying no right now, but...
Yes.
Well, that's not the catchphrase from Dragon's Den.
You'd have
to say, I'm out.
Sorry, I'm out.
Sadly, that's not true, because you're still here. And no doubt we'll be having more hipster nonsense shortly.
Oh, plenty.
Oh, God. Right, Talk Radio in the afternoon. Work Experience Punditry. Ellie's here with the hipster crap. We'll talk more of it next.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claim Back do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
Crown, please, mate.
Food later?
Depends on this bet. I've got 11-1 on us to score in the next minute. If we do, we're quids in and it's a fancy dinner at Giovanni's. If not, the usual curry.
Come on, lads.
Bet fast with 10 bets, 1 and 5-minute fast markets.
Get in!
Lovely. Giovanni's it is, then.
Kick off with a first deposit bonus of up to £200 at 10bet.co.uk. That's 10bet.co.uk. 5 rollovers of deposit and bonus required. Minimum deposit £15. Please gamble responsibly.
TradePoint, we've got a great range of building materials stocked in volume, in store, and always at low trade prices. Plus, with our range of tools and workwear, we've got everything you need to finish the job. So why go anywhere else? TradePoint. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only.
TradePoint. Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
Delays for the coastbound M2 at the side of the motorway. Grass cutting slowing you down. Junctions 3 at Chatham to 6 at Faversham. There's queues out to Birmingham on the A38. If you're heading out towards the expressway, there's an accident at the Lancaster Circus flyover. So the queues towards that. And then once you're on the expressway, that's busy out towards the M6 because of roadworks. The southbound M6 struggling past a breakdown. 19 for Knutsford, 3 to 18 at Middlewich. And earlier problems on West Yorkshire's northbound A1M means you're still queuing from Garforth towards junction 44 at Bramham. I'm Joanna Adams.
Jamie, there's chocolate and jam all over the wall. What a wonderful composition. The use of fingers to smear the colours together adds an exciting energy to the piece. Simply superb.
Don't worry if you've got a mini Michelangelo. With Dulux Endurance, you can wash away the stain, not the paint. This bank holiday, paint your room with Dulux Endurance, kitchen or bathroom plus, share a picture and get your money back. T's and C's apply. For details, go to challenge.dulux.co.uk.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
And now a question for you TV trivia fans. What do Del Boy and Rodney Trotter have in common with Mrs. Slocum's pussy? The answer is John Challis. Boise from Only Fools and Horses, about to reprise Captain Peacock on a brand new TV version of Are You Being Served? Marlene, munch two rudders, munch two, who dares wins? And oh, you've all done very well.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Just before we continue with today's... I'm going to say rubbish from Ellie. That, some of your North Korea facts are coming in. Of course, big story today. North Korea have, just a few days really after saying that they would launch a preemptive strike at America, have now tested another missile. The world is watching as they fired it, you know, into the sea. Some facts coming in about North Korea. This has come in. Where is it? From Shuffle on Twitter. North Korea famously has very little web access. Far from government control, though, it's actually because North Korea subscribes to BT broadband. If you've got a North Korea fact, let us know. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk. Start your message with the hashtag North Korea facts.
Is with us. She is today's work experience pundit. It's her job to bring us an unwanted roundup of pop-up hipster nonsense. We've already discussed how easily a testicle could be contained within an avocado and clothes made of sand. What have we got next, Ellie?
Have you ever... So, basically...
No.
If you're like me, you might want to try your hand at DJing, but you might not be able to properly afford a proper set of decks. So you're wondering, what do I do? It's quite a hipster thing to DJ, I think, sometimes. So Pizza Hut have luckily come to everybody's rescue, right? With the...
We've heard about this. I know where you're going with this.
First playable pizza box.
We talked about this last week, Ellie. And I hated it then, and I don't like it now.
Oh, I cleared it with Con.
Yeah. Oh, well, he probably wasn't listening.
I wasn't paying attention last week. What was it?
The pizza box with a built-in DJ... Deck.
Is that in this country?
Yeah, it's launched. So
you were sitting here when we talked about it.
So it's created in collaboration with electronics expert Novalia. Features two decks, a crossfader, pitch volumes, cue buttons, and the ability to rewind music on.
Isn't that going to be quite expensive?
We've talked about it. You were there.
Did you have
one of your funny turns where you black out if you drink too much? Is that what happened? Cornelius last night, right? He came into the office this morning, right. and told me that he collapsed at home yesterday.
What?
Tell us.
Yeah, I mean, that's it, really. I got in.
Yeah.
And I went for a wee.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, but hang on, there's a backstory to it.
Well, I may have spent my afternoon having a drink or five.
Yeah, in the sunshine.
In the sunshine. Yeah. I hadn't really eaten or drunk all day. And then I got in and I went for a wee and then sort of woke up on the floor.
Like Jeremy Corbyn.
Yeah. And then that was it.
Is it because the toilet was full? There were people just sitting in the toilet. You couldn't sit down on it. You know, because someone had reserved it. And they'll have released CCTV footage of you.
I hope not.
But it's all good now. I ate this morning and had some water.
Great news, everyone. So, anyway, we talked about that. So you were lying on the floor, covered in your own
No, because I'd
cider just, sick.
I wasn't even sick. I was fine, and then I managed to get myself into bed about 8:30 and slept the whole night.
I think we all lost interest, you know, very early on in that story. But anyway, what I was suggesting was that we've done it before. We talked about it last week. The pizza thing.
Well, I hadn't really blacked out before.
But it's hateful. You're absolutely right. I detest the very notion of it, Ellie.
Oh. Well, I'm glad.
Yeah. So, okay. And yes, it is horribly hipster. Yeah.
So, next up?
Yes, please.
I feel like you're particularly crabby today, John, if I'm honest. You're particularly angry at me. So, I'm going to bring a little bit of love into the room with the Festival of Love at the South Bank Centre. Doesn't that sound nice? You can't get angry at it. It's a festival about love. If you get angry, then you're heartless. So I basically got you here. So the South Bank Centre is holding a festival of love, and this weekend is their big wedding weekend. So basically it'll be a mass ceremony where couples can either get married for the first time, renew their vows, or convert their civil partnerships into marriage. Would you get married in a mass wedding with loads of strangers? I don't think I'd do that. I'd go watch.
No, because it smacks of cult.
Cult.
Doesn't it? Like the Moonies, remember them? It's like that. It's like a great big cult wedding, you know, and everyone gets married to each other.
I don't think that's what they were going for.
And then drinks Gatorade laced with poison. That's what it says to me. You're saying Festival of Love, but I'm seeing a load of dead people lying on the South Bank in wedding dresses. That's what I'm seeing.
God, that's dark. No, it's a lovely, lovely weekend. They do like first dances, and you can kind of reminisce about your wedding.
Do they all consummate the marriage together as well?
In
like a great big orgy on the South Bank.
That would be real hipster news, wouldn't it?
Well, again, I've just had an idea. Right? Like I said, it's quite simple.
A great big orgy on the South Bank.
In many ways, it's a pop-up. I mean, really, it depends on how many people you've got. Mm. That's hundreds of pop-ups.
Mm. Okay.
On the South Bank.
Yeah.
And there's a festival of love for you right there. So you come in here with your ideas, and as soon as I have a good one, you just poo-poo that.
Well, I come in with things that have been cleared by boards and have gone on as actual events.
Yeah, but
who clears all of these? Some hipster god.
The Night Czar.
Has to pass us some sort of hipster rating in order for go. Oh, this one rates 5 beards. And your idea, John, your idea of a great big nude South Bank orgy, just 1 beard. I think that's fine. People smearing themselves with avocado
on the South Bank.
On the South Bank, yeah.
Thousands of pop-ups.
Yeah. Rubbing sand into each other's bits.
Do you think instead of rings, they're just exchanging halves of avocados?
Beg your pardon?
Instead of exchanging rings, just exchanging halves of avocados?
Oh, those sort of rings. Sorry, misunderstood. If you like, yeah. Yes.
Maybe you should go down and just take over. Like, I can make this so much better.
Yeah, why don't you, John, go down there now and just start it and see what happens?
Just start an orgy on my own?
Yeah.
I don't think anyone wants that.
It's quite hipster. No one else is doing it.
Yeah, it's true, actually. Yeah. It's sort of just like, it's kind of just like sex busking. That's all it is. You know.
I think there's a term for that, but we'll leave it.
People could pay good money, couldn't they? You know, I'll go down there on my bike.
Right.
Right. I'll nudely stand there.
Right.
Right.
Okay, it's fine, come on.
Having an orgy of one, right? And if someone walks past it, you know, they
come on, John.
Pop some money in my helmet, couldn't they? That's nothing wrong with that. My bike, my cycling safety gear. Anyway, that's hipster nonsense with Ellie.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.
Didn't mean it. Right, more our work experience punditry tomorrow. Of course, who's in tomorrow? Is it Rue?
Rue.
Doing gadgety, geeky stuff?
Yes.
Great. And we've got some meat to give away later on the programme. You can choose from chicken, beef or lamb. It will be in a game of Dead or Alive. We've got the big debate at 3 o'clock and a diversity paper review all on the way. It's 2:30 now. Here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
At least 38 people have died in a 6.2 magnitude earthquake in central Italy. Mountain villages have been turned to ruins and many people are unaccounted for. This man survived.
It's terrible. I'm 65 years old and I've never experienced anything like this. Small tremors, yes, but nothing this big. This is a catastrophe. I've seen the body of one victim and I don't know what happened to the others. I heard people asking for help, people calling out, asking for help, but in this condition, what could I do? I've been to the centre and it's all rubble.
A serving member of the British Armed Forces is being questioned on suspicion of Northern Ireland-related terrorism offences. The 30-year-old man was arrested in Somerset and a house in Wooded Area in Devon are being searched. A pensioner has been sentenced to 6 years in a psychiatric hospital for killing his 81-year-old wife at a care home. 87-year-old Ronald King, who has Alzheimer's, told police he shot Rita King in December to stop her suffering from dementia. A 29-year-old French man has been questioned by police after a British backpacker was stabbed to death in Australia. 21-year-old Mia Alef Chung was killed at a hostel in Queensland in an attack which has critically injured another Briton. The UK's data watchdog is investigating whether Virgin Trains broke rules by releasing CCTV pictures of Jeremy Corbyn on one of its services. The company did it to try and disprove the Labour leader's claims that there were no free seats on his recent journey to Newcastle. And the world's largest aircraft has been damaged after crash landing during its second test flight in Bedfordshire. No crew members were hurt when the Airlander 10, which has been nicknamed the Flying Bum, came down this morning. You okay, John?
It wasn't me, it was Cornelius.
Cornelius?
You said bum in the news.
Yep. The weather, a sunny day across the UK, feeling very warm with the highest temperatures in East Anglia, London and the South East. Thundery showers across southern Britain later, highs are 30 degrees, there's more in half an hour.
That's Victoria there, with the bum news.
It's not exclusively bum news.
It is the way you read it.
John!
Nothing! In this half of an hour...
I wish you were still in Edinburgh, John. Struggling.
Do you know what that's in her hand? A bum note.
If she hurries out of here, it'll be a bum rush.
You two look so happy with yourselves. It's really irritating.
Can you put the word boobies in the next news?
No.
It's a diversity paper review. On the way, plus Professor Stephen Hawking will be here to tell us an unbroadcastable joke. You're listening to Bum Radio.
Jerry. You've watched the cult TV show, you've seen the controversial opera, you've read the best-selling book, and you've drunk the intoxicating aftershave. Now, check out the Jerry Springer Radio Show, right here, only on Talk Radio. Join me, Jerry Springer, live on tape from a coffee shop in Kentucky, and enjoy the very best after-hours conversation, recreation, and just a little caffeination. It's Tales, Tunes, and Tomfoolery on the Jerry Springer Radio Show, this Saturday from midnight, only on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. It is Talk Radio. Then, yes, I am John Holmes. And, well, now, just have a quick... I don't know what you're doing, right? Whatever it is you're doing, just have a quick look around you. And out, maybe out of the window or, you know, at... Or if you haven't got a window, perhaps you're at work in a windowless basement or something, and then go on the computer and just Google window, right? And then try and find one with a view of a street outside, okay? Because this is the part of the programme where we go out into one of these newfangled streets and talk to the people who are out there on those streets, the man and woman in the street. Because we know that they all think. They all have thoughts, don't they? And we go out there to take the pulse of the nation to find out what those people think. In our feature, what the people think. Our researchers, reporters, all go outside and spend the morning trawling up and down, trying to find out what the mood of the nation is. What do the people think? Today, do they think baubles or cheesecake?
Baubles.
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 Cheesecake.
Cheesecake.
Baubles.
Baubles.
Cheesecake.
Baubles.
Cheesecake.
Baubles.
Cheesecake.
Baubles.
Cheesecake.
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 Baubles.
Baubles.
Cheesecake.
Cheesecake.
Baubles. Cheesecake.
Baubles.
Cheesecake.
Baubles.
Cheesecake.
Baubles.
Cheesecake.
Baubles.
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 Cheesecake.
Baubles.
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 Cheesecake.
Cheesecake.
Baubles.
Cheesecake.
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 Cheesecake. Baubles.
Cheesecake.
Cheesecake.
Baubles.
Baubles.
Cheesecake.
Baubles.
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 Baubles. Cheesecake.
Cheesecake.
Baubles.
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 Cheesecake.
Cheesecake.
Baubles.
Cheesecake.
Cheesecake.
Baubles.
And there we have it. That is what the people are thinking. They are out on the streets. Are they thinking baubles or cheesecake? But what do you think? That's important. What do you think? Do you think baubles? What do you think, cheesecake? Get in touch, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word baubles or the word cheesecake.
Thank you. Also, keep your North Korea facts coming in, please. Big story, of course, of North Korea testing missiles. And it's a very secretive country. We don't know much about it here in the West, but bits dribble out every now and again. So we are compiling facts about North Korea this afternoon with your help. Thank you. You can get those to us on the usual methods of communication that we prefer. Like the one from Shuffle earlier, North Korea, as we know, famously has very little web access, but it's not government control. It's because they subscribe to BT broadband. If you've got one there, Cornelius, you've got one there.
Yes, lots coming in. This is from Lee. She says, "Hi guys, love the show.
Hi.
Did you know that that North Korea claims to have a 99% literacy rate? Unfortunately, the woman in charge of publishing that fact simply misspelt literacy."
Yes, thank you for that, Lee. And this has come in 1998. North Korea, this was when they developed their first nuclear bomb, back in 1998. It was capable of reaching Washington, D.C. and destroying the entire city. However, just prior to the launch of that, one clumsy North Korean scientist accidentally dropped it into his tea. Well, it wasn't the end for the tea, obviously. That was the same tea then that went on to be used by the Russians to kill Alexander Litvinenko. Russians just bought it from North Korea, the contaminated tea. I think that's what happened there. Do get your facts. North Korea facts coming in. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Use your number. You can use Twitter as well, at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with hashtag North Korea facts.
Thanks very much. Also, still to come in the next bit, by the way, is a diversity pay-per-view. Now, I don't know whether you've seen this in the news today. I'm going to read this to you, actually. I'm going to actually read this out. This is in the news. About the BBC and Channel 4 and ITV all coming together for a project, which I think is called Project Diamond, where EastEnders and other TV shows are to be monitored for diversity. Okay? It's a launch of a new system that's going to measure the ethnic, gender and sexual orientation of British television. This is, they say, staff will be gathering data by monitoring programmes such as EastEnders, or as you and I would say, watching them. but this is interesting, isn't it? But they're crowing about this as though this is a new thing. So there's this woman called Amanda Harris, and she said that this tool will help us speed up diversity and do it better. The whole point of it is about transparency, and she goes on. We do diversity here every day, and she doesn't even mention it.
Do we not get mentioned?
She's not even mentioned it. She says the media, you know, isn't diverse enough. There aren't enough black, Asian, and minority ethnic people on screen behind the camera. But no, they need to look at radio because what every single day we have our diversity pay-per-view where a different diversity comes in here and reviews the papers. I mean, it's the biggest box-ticking exercise this country's ever seen, and yet it's been overlooked here. So you just take your Project Diamond and shove it. Because, frankly, we're doing it every single day already. So the diversity paper review on the way with Mark, who's a brown one.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
Can you believe a car is this stylish and packed with features for only £168 a month and £504 advance rental with metallic paint, 16-inch alloy wheels and aircon to keep you looking and feeling cool this summer? Yes, it's the Corsa Energy. And yes, it'll leave you breathless. The Vauxhall Corsa Energy, just £168 a month over 47 months with £504 advance rental. Visit your local Vauxhall retailer or search Corsa offers. Personal contract hire. Excess miles over contracted mileage of 20,000 over 48 months charged at 6.64 pence per mile. You will not own the car. T's and C's apply. Offer ends 30th September.
The best sports news, exclusive interviews and unmissable opinion in this week's Sport Magazine. Download your free sport-filled iPad edition now.
Get in-depth previews, stunning photography and exclusive video content. Sport Magazine is now available in iPad, Kindle Fire HD and Android editions.
Sport Magazine, the weekend starts here.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the train go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In August, we've got a real deal on a 25 kilogram bag of Thistle Bonding Coat Plaster for only £5.75 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the train go.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Delays for the Coastbound M2 at the side of the motorway. Grass cutting slowing you down. Junctions 3 at Chatham to 6 at Faversham. There's queues out to Birmingham on the A38. If you're heading out towards the expressway, there's an accident at the Lancaster Circus flyover. So the queues towards that. And then once you're on the expressway, that's busy out towards the M6 because of roadworks. The southbound M6 struggling past a breakdown. 19 for Knutsford through to 18 at Middlewich. And earlier problems on West Yorkshire's northbound A1M means you're still queuing from Garforth towards Junction 44 at Bramham. I'm Joanna Adams.
Delaney, live at Drive on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. It's an A to Z of original afternoon entertainment with the most well-connected man in radio.
Give it some lip.
Big opinions, massive guests, all the top stories. Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney. Delaney, live at Drive.
Honk if you're Delaney.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. Well, we were just talking before the adverts there about the Project Diamond, which is this new project, that's why it's called that, that the BBC and ITV and Channel 4 have all subscribed to monitor levels of diversity in broadcasting. And we were saying how it's just failed to mention the fact that we are the most diverse programme in broadcasting due to our diversity paper review. And it's time for that diversity paper review right about now. Diversity on a daily basis, reviewing the papers. Today we welcome Mark, who is...
A brown.
Thank you. Project Diamond, you must be aware of this that we were talking about there.
Yeah, yeah, it's very exciting for me. I particularly like it because it gives you the potential to play along at home. So when those, you know, those hidden games, you get a bingo table.
Yeah.
Off all, you know, different diversities.
Yeah.
Then as you see them, you cross it off and then...
That's good.
Screen Project Diamond, and you've won.
You can have one for each programme, couldn't you? Then?
Yeah.
That was, I mean, so you've got an EastEnders sort of diversity bingo card, is what you're sort of suggesting.
Yeah, diversity bingo, EastEnders, Casualty,
yeah.
Coronation Street.
Yeah.
Because, you know, being a diversity, I sit at home and I'm watching them all in The Rover's Return, and I'm thinking, there's not much diversity in there.
Yeah.
They're all northern.
That's right. Where are the southern people who work in the media? Why aren't they drinking in The Rover's Return? Do you know why? Because they don't like working class people, do they?
No, they don't.
Scum people who work in the media, that's why. That's why. It's all very well, you know, this Project Diamond happening, isn't it? But, you know, it's not going to change the fact that people who work in the media don't like working class people, is it? It's not going to change that.
That's the ultimate problem, isn't it?
Yeah, and where's, you know, there's not enough working class diversity.
Yeah. Do you remember that time that some interns came in and... They were clearly working class. We just had to send them away.
We just send them straight back to where they came from.
Yeah, we're like, I'm sorry. You're going to have to get back on the tube and go back to the zone 7 or 8 or wherever you're from.
What have we got in the papers, Mark?
Talking about diversity.
Yeah.
The top 10 earners, female earners in Hollywood, has been collaborated and released.
Right.
And Jennifer Lawrence earns $46 million a year.
That's quite a lot, isn't it?
That is a lot of money, isn't it?
Yeah.
I could survive on that. My favourite person, though, in it, is number two, Melissa McCarthy. You know, the larger lady.
Okay.
Who's most recently a Ghostbuster.
Yes.
I really like her. And I feel like I've been watching her from the beginning of her career, way back when she was in the Gilmore Girls, when she just played a fat chef.
Yeah.
And now she's come a long way. She's really funny. We laugh at her jokes. And, well, I do. Con just gave me an evil look there.
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay, sorry.
No, he doesn't like... He won't have any truck with fat people.
Yeah.
That's what he is. He won't... He's racist towards fat people.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I love fat people.
No, you... Yeah, some of your best friends are fat. You keep saying it, but...
Yeah.
Your actions, when you punch them, doesn't seem... You know, you say that, but when you're called out on it...
It's a playful
punch. Why have you just
punched
that fat person?
It's a playful punch.
It's not. It's racist.
This all makes sense now, because I've always felt Con didn't like me, and as you know, I identify myself not only as a brown person, but also as a fat person, and he's always said, it's not because of the colour of your skin. It's not. It's because of how much that's fat right. is under my skin.
Yeah, that's right, and that's why he cruelly pinches you in the office, isn't it?
Yeah.
Racist. Fattest. Carry on.
He's the fattest.
Yeah, that's a Jimmy Carr joke, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
he offers me
Slim Fast drinks in the morning. He'll be like, you'll go around the office, he'll be like, cup of tea, cup of tea, cup of tea, Slim Fast.
Yeah, he's just right. Yeah. He's just not nice. He's basically the Julie Hartley Brewer of the afternoons.
Yeah. Learn from the best, didn't you? Scarlett Johansson earns $31 million a year.
Yep.
Or dollars. Jennifer Aniston earns $21 million a year.
For what?
She's been in films, apparently.
Yeah, but none of them were any good, were they?
Horrible Bosses. That's a good film. It's funny.
I thought you were just talking about the people here.
Yeah, you've got to stop that work Tourette's, don't you? Mila Kunis, whose name I'm never sure I'm pronouncing right, is number nine on the list. She earns $11 million a year. She's in a new film coming out called Bad Moms.
Right.
Which should be Bad Moms, but obviously they misspell it, don't they?
Because it's America.
Yeah, that really annoys me. Because do you remember back in the good old days when they'd slightly change the name of things whenever it came over from the UK, from the US to the UK?
Yes.
Like we had, I think, what was it, Teenage Mutant Turtles? Or
yeah.
Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles, and they're Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I can't, when I'm travelling around and I see the posters for Bad Mums, why can't they just change the spelling of mums? It really irritates me.
I'm with you on it, yeah, because no one says mom here. Yeah.
It doesn't make sense with our accents.
No. What's the... I can't remember what your diversity point was about that list.
Yeah, women are earning lots of money in Hollywood. That was the diversity point. That was it.
Good.
Then I just started reading out how much they're earning. If you think that's ridiculous, my next story is even more ridiculous.
Go on, then.
It's hot, and the paper needed to write an article about it to tell you it was really hot.
Yeah.
Because you might not have noticed, even though we're all baking and all in shorts and T-shirts. And I've never really understood why they write articles about how
it's,
hot it
a
is.
Lot of the time, it's because they know if they put a picture of a bikini-clad, their word, beauty, on the front of a paper, they think, you know, that will people will buy more. That's and they're always inevitably on Brighton or Bournemouth Beach as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, actually, this is on Bournemouth Beach.
There
yeah.
you go. Why is it yeah. always there? Why?
There is a serious point to this article, though, is that it's really hot and we're coming up to a bank holiday, so we could have what is being referred to as Carmageddon on the roads this weekend.
Because people will go out to the beach, to Bournemouth Beach for
Bournemouth
the bank
holiday.
No, you've got it all wrong. It's a Buddhist thing. It's Carmageddon. It's all about karma, isn't it?
Oh, it's... Yes.
Because bank holiday,
August bank holiday money. Yeah. Yes, that's right. Yeah, and the reason it's busier is because that's the day that things that have died always come back as something else.
Mm. Yeah.
So there's a lot of, you know...
There's a lot of traffic. Lot
and
of
normally
traffic.
They arrive and then M25 or M1.
Yeah, exactly. And the reason the beaches are full, it's not people going to the beach on the bank holiday, it's just journalists going down there to take for pictures
yeah.
to get into yeah. their stupid papers. It's just like all the traffic you see... Will be just photographers, press photographers, heading to the beaches in order to take photographs of each other, enjoying the sunshine. And what else is in your paper review?
Usain Bolt obviously he's won three. He's done the triple triple. Is that right? Yeah, he's won three gold medals. And he jumped on the plane the other day and he came to London and he's in London at the moment and he went clubbing on Monday night to get into the papers. So he went clubbing on Monday night. He went to a nightclub called Cercle Soir. And I just want to go clubbing with Usain Bolt.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing, isn't it? Can you imagine being out for a few drinks with him and then...
Yeah, but you'll end up getting off with him and then it'll be on Instagram or whatever it was.
That's all right.
I don't think I could go drinking with him. I wouldn't be able to keep up.
It's not running, it's drinking. It's drinking.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to keep up with the amount he drinks. It's the same.
He hates fat people.
Yeah. That's the thing. I don't think bullies should ever crack a joke.
No.
Or even attempt to.
No.
Have you ever heard of a funny bully? No. Usain Bolt's in London. He's going out and about. And he's going to loads of cool clubs that I probably couldn't go to because I'm not cool enough.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Is he going to come in?
I'm glad they've used that to fill the papers with, you know.
There's also a big spread of a load of Olympic athletes who are in Rio on a plane.
Yeah, well...
Sad story.
It's really tragic, isn't it? Because as we know from Victoria's News yesterday, which we broke here on this programme, that Team GB were all dead because... What happened was Victoria said that the plane was that they arrived home on was full of champagne, and that's, you know, they all drowned. They opened the doors when it landed, and just the athletes just washed out and in a load of champagne that they'd filled the plane with.
I think Max Whitlock was the only survivor because he's a gymnast. He was able to gymnast around the champagne, and you know, and like kind of an action film sequence. Yeah, there's a picture of him holding himself up and. In the cabin, can you see?
I can see. Thanks for showing us that on the radio. That works.
Sure if you Google Max Whitlock holding himself above the rivers of champagne on the Boeing 747 BA back from Rio.
So we've got the big stories today. Usain Bolt's in London.
Usain Bolt's in London.
Some women earn some money.
Women earn lots of money.
Yeah. What was the other one? Dead athletes. Yeah.
Drowning in champagne.
Yeah.
But, of course, the big story that we talked about right at the beginning was Project Diamond, which I'm ecstatic about.
Yeah, yeah. Which I think, I mean, you know, we're all for Project Diamond and what it's trying to do.
Yeah.
But I simply don't understand why we're not mentioned in the... I mean, we're kind of at the forefront of this. You know, we are doing this specifically.
Well, you say that because it is radio. No one actually knows if I really am a diversity. I could just be, you know, a hipster who's decided to declare that I'm brown.
Yeah, but that would be frowned upon.
Yeah.
You know? I mean,
yeah.
That's technically what you're doing there is calling for the return of the Black and White Minstrel Show.
That's true.
Isn't it? You know. Because
yeah.
I think you know, you can't black up anymore.
No.
I think that's just not, it's just not allowed. So
it could just be lots of fake tan.
It could, but you know,
yeah.
I know you and your background, so I know
that's true,
I know
yeah.
exactly.
Yeah.
I know you, it to be true. So it's you know, that's why
that's
we do
true,
it.
Yeah,
you know, anything else in the papers?
Do you want to do something a bit serious?
Yeah.
Jeremy Corbyn has been caught on CCTV camera looking for a seat on a train.
Yeah.
This is just really bizarre because he couldn't find a seat, even though there appears to be empty seats next to him.
Well, this train gate, as they're saying, we don't know whether, because now there are two sides to the story. It's whether or not they were reserved seats, so he couldn't sit in them. He says that he wanted to sit with his wife, but they couldn't find two seats together, so he went and sat on the floor on his own. And then Richard Branson got involved, didn't he?
Yeah.
Now this, of course, is on the same day that I had Virgin Trains incident, and once again. Mine isn't been reported, is it? That I was late, half an hour late for this programme yesterday, thanks to Virgin Trains.
What we were discussing in the office yesterday while you were on air is that this is clearly a ploy by Virgin Trains to get their story of John Holmes doesn't make his radio show on time because Virgin Trains are late and delayed.
Yeah.
It's kind of bumped off the front pages and replaced with old man can't find seat on train.
Yeah. Is it going to damage his chances, Corbyn?
Possibly, probably. I think so, yes.
I mean, he's tried to rise above it today at a press conference, hasn't he? Because there was That stopped abruptly. He was trying to rise it above it at a press conference because they were. It was supposed to be doing talking about the NHS,
yeah,
its funding and so on and so forth. And instead, everyone was going was what happened on the train, Jeremy. And he got quite shirty about it. Victoria had some of it in the news earlier, but I don't. You know, we all know that you can't get a seat on a train. I think it's, you know, he's just drawing attention to it. I think it's fine. Was it a stunt?
Yeah, definitely.
That's like, the thing. That's what the actual problem is. Yeah, and he's one of those ones who don't do stuff like that apparently, and now he's done that. They reckon he might not get voted back in Islington North, and he'll lose his seat in Parliament, so he'll have to sit on the floor.
Yeah. But then there'll be loads of CCTV images. There'll be loads of seats available in Parliament.
Yeah, loads.
And he'll just be lying on the floor like a crumpled old man. Good. Thanks
for having me.
Great. That was Mark. He was doing today's diversity paper review. Still to come on the programme. By the way, the big debate at 3 o'clock. We will be giving away £5,000.
No, we won't.
Before 4 o'clock in a game of Dead or Alive. And what you've learned from, I think, mostly what Mark really sort of brought in to the room then was we're all listening to him, but what we know is the news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
And you're not the only one, Cornelius, as we know. The news is complex, but we're here to lead you through it, to help you through. If you take news apart, you take it down to its bare constituency, you find that it's just made up of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
BHS boss says he can't afford taxis. Well, don't go out then.
The news. Why do you always do that?
In haikus. Right, okay, Talk Radio on Wednesday afternoon. We will be back with the big debate very shortly. I'm John Holmes. The news is next.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
In the details, very often, is the beauty. When all these little things come together, it's the ultimate feeling of completeness.
The new Volvo V40R design with adaptive digital display, Thor's hammer headlights and 17-inch diamond cut alloys. Now from just £199 a month, including maintenance, with Volvo car leasing, with an initial rental of £2,388.
4-year contract hire agreement offer ends September 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Optional maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Book a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom. The new Volvo V40R design. Life is in the details.
Butchers, chop chop. Bakers, get cracking. Dry cleaners, press on. Estate agents, get moving. Electricians, switch on. Tailors, suit up. Farmers, plough on. And mechanics, get in gear. If you employ someone, even if it's just one person, you'll need to offer a workplace pension. It's the law. Don't ignore the workplace pension. For help from the pensions regulator, go to workplacepensions.gov.uk today.
Start your morning with a breakfast wrap from McDonald's. A tortilla wrap with sausage, egg and bacon, cheese, potato rosti and ketchup or brown sauce. Sorry, I'll do that again.
Our breakfasts are freshly prepared, even if you're not. McDonald's. We make breakfast. Serve before 10:30 a.m.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
In the afternoons, and I'm John Holmes, and it's 3 o'clock. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, dozens dead in Italian quake. A Briton's been stabbed to death in Australia, and the flying bomb crashes.
Talk Radio.
Italy's civil protection services, 73 people have now died in a powerful earthquake. Thousands of others have been left homeless after the 6.2 magnitude tremor struck this morning. Here's the country's Prime Minister, Matteo Renzi.
We'll make sure that we won't leave any families on their own, no communes on their own, and we'll really work because in the next few hours we can carry on making sure that we can save human lives from the rubble.
A serving member of the British Armed Forces has been questioned on suspicion of Northern Ireland-related terrorism offences. The 30-year-old man was arrested in Somerset, and a house and a wooded area in Devon are being searched. It's understood to be linked with an investigation into dissident Republican activity and recent arms finds in County Antrim. A 29-year-old French man has been arrested after a British backpacker was stabbed to death in Australia. 21-year-old Mia Aleph Chung was killed at a hostel in Queensland. A 30-year-old British man has also been critically injured. John Horak was Mia's neighbour when she lived in Derbyshire several years ago.
She was friendly, very confident as a 15, 16-year-old, and very keen to get on into college and move along.
An elderly man who shot dead his wife who had dementia has been sentenced to 6 years in a psychiatric hospital. Ronald King told police he wanted to end 81-year-old Rita's suffering after her condition deteriorated. The 87-year-old, who has Alzheimer's himself, denied murder but pleaded guilty to manslaughter on the grounds of diminished responsibility. A 2-year-old girl has died just days after getting swept out to sea in Newquay in an incident which also killed her father. Michaela Brianice's mother, Lucinda, says she's in disbelief at their deaths and hopes others will learn from the tragedy about how quickly conditions can change. It's claimed learning disabilities are more common in British children who are conceived in winter. Scientists found 1 in 10 children conceived between January and March had learning difficulties. They think it may be because of vitamin D deficiency among mums to be in early pregnancy, which is vital for brain development. Paediatrician Dr. Benjamin Jacobs says you can't underestimate its importance.
All pregnant women and all children should be taking vitamin D, but we know that in fact most do not in the UK. Just 2 weeks ago, the Scientific Advisory Committee issued new guidance that says we all need a certain amount of vitamin D.
And the world's largest aircraft has crashed during its second test flight in Bedfordshire. Air London 10's manufacturer says no one's been injured. It was nicknamed the Flying Bum after its... after its maiden voyage last week.
Can you say bum in the news?
Yes. Because in this context, that's what it was called.
Okay.
Because of what it looks like.
Say it again.
Flying bum. I'm glad you're all so mature.
She said bum.
Are you okay, Cornelius? You're panting a lot over there.
Yeah. Talk Radio National Weather.
A sunny day across the UK, feeling very warm with the highest temperatures in East Anglia, London in the southeast. Thundery showers in southern Britain later on, highs of 30 degrees.
Thanks, Victoria. And now Ben has got the sport live from one of those sort of superfood smoothie makers.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Manchester City are almost certain to book their place in the group stage of the Champions League tonight. They lead 5-0 going into the home leg of their playoff tie with Steaua Bucharest. Despite being overwhelming favourites to go through, City boss Pep Guardiola says they can't take it for granted, citing a famous comeback in the competition 11 years ago.
In the half time, so the final is done, and after we won the game, won the final of the competition.
Four more Premier League sides are in EFL Cup action tonight. Burnley making short trip to Accrington. Middlesbrough are at Fulham in Talk Sports Live commentary game. Sunderland host Shrewsbury, and Bournemouth go to Morecambe. The EFL third round also takes place this evening, which will see the likes of Leicester, Arsenal, and Manchester United enter the fray. Finally, to the cricket, and Pakistan was 48-1 after 11 overs in the first one-day international against England at Southampton. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Ben with the sport live from next to a superfood smoothie maker on Talk Radio. Big debate is next.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
You are listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. Yes, I am John Holmes. As the debate continues to rage about whether or not Jeremy Corbyn sat on a floor for a good reason or not, there is, of course, much controversy. Controversy like this we haven't seen since the year 1708, when William Pitt the Elder had to sit on the roof of a stagecoach because he said it was full of cholera and smallpox. An etching released by the owner of the stagecoach, however, showed William Pitt the Elder walking past the stagecoach, and clearly visible was no cholera or smallpox at all. But what the Corbyn sitting between carriages story has done, of course, is shine a light on the notion of the corridor, the so-called passageway that links things together. Love them or hate them? The question needs to be asked. Do we still need corridors in 2016 when we've got atriums and rooms? On the line, having called in, having heard me say the word corridor, is Graham. Good afternoon, Graham.
Oh, hello, John. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Now, you're particularly angry, I know, because of this Jeremy Corbyn story, because he sort of did sit in a sort of train corridor, didn't he? And you'd think corridors are just so outdated now.
Well, when you think about the corridors of power, you've got patients waiting in hospital corridors. There's barely a week goes by without corridors bringing misery upon somebody else. And my organisation, Corridors Undermine National Tranquility, is calling for an end to them. Completely.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've heard this argument quite a lot, and from people like yourself. And I mean, the question is, what are you going to do in the gaps that the corridors leave if you move them, Graham?
If you simply make a corridor half a metre wider, it becomes a hall. And I'm saying replace all corridors with halls, by the year 2020.
Right, so what you're saying then is the moving of wall, just the expanding of the space.
Yes, simple as that. I mean, and also, for example, if you consider my hospital example, and you just replace that corridor with a ward leading to other wards, they'd be on a ward and not in a corridor.
It's a very good point, isn't it? Stay on the line, because Chantal's listening to you and this. Hello, Chantal.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, you're listening to Graham, and you've called it. Yes.
Can I just say hello to Graham? Hello, Graham, how are you?
Fine, thanks. Go on. Your point.
Well, I have a lot to say, but I don't think I'm liking your attitude, and that's typical of someone who's against corridors, because actually I represent Corridors Unite nations and nationalities together.
Yes.
And our organisation is all about helping people to mix. And one way we get people to mix is to go from one room to another via a corridor, and then they meet people in a very comfortable, calm setting, not too many people in a corridor at once, so you're just not going to be overwhelmed. And I'm sure if you have any sort of rationale or sort of there's any reasonableness in there, Graham, you'll understand that that's actually very useful and positive.
Go on, Graham, go on.
I'm sick of these liberal idiots going on as if they've got all the answers. People mixed in corridors, you can barely get into a corridor anymore without stumbling over a hospital patient or a Jeremy Corbyn or something else. I mean, it's this utopian vision of a corridor that simply isn't borne out by what a corridor is these days.
I mean, what do you make of Graham's argument, Chantal, that a wider corridor is simply a hall and therefore acceptable?
Well, actually, on a train, that could be a bit tricky. I think let's just be reasonable. Obviously, and I'm sure he knows this, that the origin of corridor comes from coriander, which is a great herb, as we all know, and the word door. So I think to actually sort of reject corridors would be unreasonable and unrealistic and not actually very useful when we need them on a day-to-day basis.
Graham, she's calling you racist there.
I remember the glory days of the hopper trains in the 1980s, don't you, where you just hopped between one carriage and another one. I mean, what was so wrong with that? Is health and safety gone mad? Is these sort of liberal idiots ruining everything about our country? Everything used to be fine before these corridors came into play.
Well, it's interesting you should mention that. There's been trials in Sweden where they've built each individual. Basically, there are no corridors in Sweden. What they did, they just knocked it down. Everything in Sweden is now one big room. Essentially, so they just took the walls out, and the buildings don't have corridors. It's just one room, and it's been quite successful, I think, Graham.
I think it sounds magnificent. I mean, I'm sick of all of these people coming on here, you know, ignoring places like Sweden. And what have they got against the Swedes?
What have you got against the Swedes, Chantel? It's a fair question.
I don't mind the Swedes. I've nothing terribly against them. I don't actually know any personally.
No.
I do have people from... I know other people from other cultures and backgrounds.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is fair. That is, I do. But I just don't know any Swedes currently. But I could advertise. That's possible that I could get to know somebody. But for agoraphobics, a corridor is a safe place. It's a little haven.
Yep.
It's outside the house, but it's not overwhelming, whereas large rooms can be overwhelming. And I've got my little friend here, Dylan, today, and often she likes to be in a corridor. It feels like a good place to be, whereas rooms can be overwhelming.
So Dylan likes a corridor?
She loves a corridor, don't you, Dylan?
Yes,
she does.
Yeah, it's interesting.
I did have to bribe her with an ice cream to say that. She just said yes of her own accord, just so you know.
Okay. Good, well, I know, it's interesting we bring her in here, because, of course, does Dylan go to school?
Dylan, do you go to school?
Yes!
Good.
Yes.
Now, is she ever told off for running in the corridor?
Have you ever been told off for running in a corridor?
No.
It's a very racist.
Oh, there you go, Graham.
Probably sent to some sort of liberal school where they don't tell them off for anything. You know, one of them ones where you never come first place in sport, everyone's a winner.
Yeah.
Absolute nonsense.
Where will school children do their running if you take away their corridors?
They'll do it on the running track. I mean, you know, if you want to improve our Olympic performance, the best way to do it is to get rid of these corridors and get them on a proper track.
Well, it is a very fair point. I mean, there's a lot of controversy over whether or not we get rid of corridors. But another thought is that we take all the corridors that there are, but put them in one place. So essentially, there's sort of one, put them all in a line. So there's sort of one big corridor rather than separate corridors in the individual buildings and so forth around the country. I mean, would that be all right if we just put them almost beyond use and you could just go and visit these corridors? You know, to get a sense of their history.
If we created a sort of commune for these idiots, I'd be absolutely in favour of it, you know, and then we can keep them out of the way of the rest of us. George Galloway, her, Jeremy Corbyn, the rest of them. But then we'll go and sit in their corridors.
Did you just call me her, Graham? That's rather rude, isn't it?
Her.
Well, I've not got time for pleasantries when I'm dealing with these sorts of things. I mean, I've been campaigning against this for 25 years and frankly tired of it.
Yeah. I mean, in terms of...
You should do something else. You can join us at Corridors Unite. Nationals and Nations Together. You'd be very welcome, Graham, and I'm sure you'd probably enjoy it. You might get out and meet people.
Do you have...
yourself out of that little...
Graham, your headquarters of your company, your movement, I mean, how do you get in, how do you get between the rooms, presuming that you don't have corridors?
We just have one big room.
Right, like the trial in Sweden, yes.
Yeah, we have a giant sign, Corridors Undermine National Tranquility, with big capital letters on the start of each word.
Yeah.
And just one big room, and everybody's feeling
happy. And everyone's happy with that.
Well, I am.
Yeah, yeah.
There isn't anybody else there, really.
Yes, well, that's...
You're on your own, are you, Graham? You're on your own completely in that large room, by the
way. Yes, yes.
Well, look, you know, before, let's keep it civil, obviously, but before...
That'd be nice, that'd be lovely and refreshing, frankly.
Yeah. Yes. Corridors attract trouble. That's one criticism, isn't it? If you go to prison, you know, there are corridors there between cells and so on and so forth, and outside cells, and prisoners are there. And that's trouble, isn't it? So corridors are, you know, they're not always good, Chantel, are they?
I don't think it's about the corridor. I think it's about how people behave within the corridor.
Well, I know, but if the corridor wasn't there, the corridor will encourage that sort of behaviour. If the corridor wasn't there, then, you know, that people wouldn't be... The temptation to misbehave in a corridor, and this applies to young Dylan there at school as well, and any school children, you know, the temptation to misbehave in a corridor is great, isn't it?
Well, I was in a corridor yesterday, and it gave me time to do a little dance before I went in for the interview. Had I done that in the interview, it would have been inappropriate. To do that in a corridor, albeit with CCTV,
yep.
It's fine. She's dancing here. You can't see this, but there's some dancing going on in a corridor here.
Yep.
It's perfectly acceptable to do that. But in an interview situation, in a large room with four or five people behind a desk, dancing is unacceptable. Within the corridor, it's perfectly acceptable.
What do you say to that, Graham? Good point, isn't it? Corridors do have a use.
Do you know what the crime rate of corridor-related defecation incidents reduced by in Sweden when they got rid of corridors? 100%. 100% reduction in crime. I mean, why is she so in favour of crime? Why is she so in favour of defecation in corridors?
That's because they all go to IKEA now to do it. That's where they go. That's where poor people go and where people go to defecate. I don't even like saying that word, frankly.
Yeah, but there's been a 0% crime in corridors defecation since they got rid of it.
Yeah.
Because they've all gone, somewhere else to do it now.
Yes, right? But you can't argue with it. I mean, Graham's right. I mean, I've got the statistics here. He's right. There was a 100% reduction in corridor-related bowel evacuation after they got rid of them all in Sweden. You said in Norway, though...
Because people couldn't find the toilets because people couldn't... They're always off a corridor. So if you take away the corridor, where are the lavatories?
Well, the lavatories are still just then visible. I mean, there's just no barrier between the person in the toilet and the watchers.
And if there's a hall or an atrium with a sort of, you know, grand lighting display and everything else in there, it's much easier to find the toilets. I mean,
we're running out of time slightly here, but I need to get to the bottom of this. What are the dimensions of a corridor? What's it, you know, in terms of when they become annoying to you, Graham, and when they're acceptable?
Anything below 2.3 metre width is an unacceptable corridor. 2.4 metres, for example, is a very small hall.
Yes.
And I'd find that very amenable. I'd sit a beanbag in there,
yep.
And just relax and have a martini. But, I mean, anything smaller than that is a tyranny, and it invites trouble.
What I'm trying to get at is could you maybe, and just it's hypothetical, right? It's hypothetical at the moment, but could you maybe dress a corridor up so it was more like a hall? Could you not put a beanbag in a corridor, which makes it more room-like, even though you're not altering the dimensions of it? Where would you...
It's hard to tidy up something covered in that amount of defecation, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah. We must leave the debate. Chantelle, could you sum the debate up for us in one word?
Sweet.
And Graham?
Genocide.
And Dylan?
Dylan. Pick a word, Dylan.
What?
Pick a word, any word. She's having a think, hold on.
Swimming pool!
Oh, swimming pool. I think that's two words, but there we go.
Well, she needs to go back to school to learn how to count. So that's Chantelle with Dylan. They're very much in favour of corridors, and Graham, very anti the notion of it, would like to see the walls moved out slightly so they become halls. But what do you think? What do you think? Do you think we need corridors in 2016, as I say, when we've got atriums and rooms? You know, post-Brexit, is a corridor still as important as it was pre-Brexit? Get in touch and join in the big debate. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It's Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Can you believe a car is this stylish and packed with features for only £168 a month and £504 advance rental with metallic paint, 16-inch alloy wheels and aircon to keep you looking and feeling cool this summer? Yes, it's the Corsa Energy. And yes, it'll leave you breathless. The Vauxhall Corsa Energy, just £168 a month over 47 months with £504 advance rental. Visit your local Vauxhall retailer or search Corsa offers. Personal contract hire. Excess miles over contracted mileage of 20,000 over 48 months charged at 6.64 pence per mile. You will not own the car. T's and C's apply. Offer ends 30th September.
The best sports news, exclusive interviews and unmissable opinion in this week's Sport Magazine. Download your free sport-filled iPad edition now.
Get in-depth previews, stunning photography and exclusive video content. Sport Magazine is now available in iPad, Kindle Fire HD and Android editions.
Sport Magazine, the weekend starts here.
At
Trade Point, we've got a great range of building materials stocked in volume, in store, and always at low trade prices. Plus, with our range of tools and workwear, we've got everything you need to finish the job. So why go anywhere else? Trade Point. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only. Trade
Point. Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The Sevenoaks in Kent, where the A25 is very busy. That's because of works between Sevenoaks and Seal. Better news on the westbound A14 through Northamptonshire. The breakdown around Junction 3 for Desborough has been recovered. Still quite busy out of Birmingham on the Aston Expressway and for the routes around it. So Dartmouth Middleway looks very busy. There's roadworks on the expressway and there was an accident. You're still queuing on the southbound M6 around 19 for Knutsford after a breakdown. And there's one lane out on Greater Manchester southbound M61 for the recovery of an overturned vehicle near Junction 2. That's for Walkden. I'm Joanna Adams.
Join me, the property doctor, Martin Roberts, as I make my house calls on Talk Radio.
Hey, my friends, why don't you phone Martin Roberts?
Will my house go down in value? Will it go up in value?
Take advice, he'll be there when you need a home, Martin Roberts.
Don't panic.
Martin Roberts.
Absolutely extraordinary.
Right to buy, you'll buy to let. Minimise your mortgage debt. You won't believe the tips you'll get. Martin Roberts.
With expert guidance on all things bricks and mortar, plus a healthy dose of home improvement tips, it really is the best prescription for essential property advice on the radio. Home Rule with me, Martin Roberts, this Saturday morning from 11
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
This is completely bizarre.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you then. A lot of reactions coming in for the big debate today. It's got a lot of people very riled. Cornelius has...
all right.
Yeah. Has been collating the reactions as they've been coming in. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Lots coming in.
Lots coming in. Without corridors, we wouldn't have the great British skirting board industry, which is the backbone of our country. That's from Patriotic Racist. And this is coming from Dylan, who says, replace corridors with corridors. He likes the idea of lakes of chicken tikka masala in between each room. He thinks that would be good for the country.
Thank you very much. If you've got a reaction, then we are, of course, home to them. Still to come on the programme, £5,000 up for grabs.
Down for grabs. It is not available. You cannot win that sum of money or any money here on Talk Radio.
Just before 4 o'clock, it's the mystery voice. All you've got to do to win the money is identify the...
different station which is giving away the money.
Today's different mystery voice. Who is it? It's a different one from last time. But can you identify the mystery voice? That's coming. You can also win some meat in a game of Dead or Alive. If you'd like to register to play, then you can do that via 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
No, not on Twitter, it's a competition. The rules are different. 8722 then for that.
Start your message with the word talk.
To play a game of Dead or Alive. I've got a list of things, either Dead or Alive. It's that simple. So that's coming as well. And Professor Stephen Hawking will be joining us very shortly. But there's a small matter now of the, well, I'm going to say awkward shuffle over to the sofa here in the Talk Radio studio. Because it's time to leaf through the front pages. It's where we go through the front pages of the papers, just like they do on all sorts of programmes. But they all, you know, they like to sit comfortably on the sofa. We're no different. So we're going to move to it now, where we review the...
What's wrong?
Headphone cable doesn't reach over there, so I'm gonna take them off.
Okay.
And come and sit on the sofa. So if you... Yeah.
What do I need to do?
You need to be on the sofa as well.
Okay, well, I need to take my headphones off there.
Yeah. So what we're going to do is review the front pages from the sofa like they do on the telly and that. And I'll...
There you are.
Thanks.
Put that on.
There we go. Okay.
Fine. Hang on. Have you got any actual papers here?
Yeah, they're there, look.
Oh, they're on the other side of the room.
It's always seamless, this
doesn't
bit. No, the cable doesn't reach.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's where we review the front pages of the papers, and also, of course, the publications that ordinarily get glossed over in many ways. On when you see when Julia Hartley Brewer does this sort of thing on the Sky News, you know, she
makes people storm out.
Yes, she does, but she also doesn't review all of the magazines and publications that are available. She tends to concentrate very much on the newspapers of the day, but this is where we aim to right that wrong, of course. So I've got here New Zealand Mountain Biker magazine. It's a mountain bike magazine for people who like to do it in New Zealand. You can win, so I'm just looking through the what they're dealing with here, you can win one of 10 fabric saddle and grip combos on page 56 of New Zealand Biker magazine. What have you got, Cornelius?
Yes, the Daily Star has led with Team GB's Mile High Romps, the secrets of the Olympics heroes homecoming.
Right, Family Tree magazine has 22 tricks to file records and notes, digitise old documents and find your ancestors faster. It's Family Tree magazine this month.
According to The Sun, Usain Bolt beats world record speed for getting into a London nightclub.
And they're giving away some DNA on that. At least I assume that's why that's on the front of that. Just wipe that off. Vegetarian Times, your guide to shopping the farmer's market. Summer entertaining special with the veg-friendliest French cuisine and 40 fabulous grilled veg recipes. And there's a bonus, it says here, of light and easy summer desserts for vegetarians.
Daily Telegraph has an exclusive interview with the band James, who were apparently on the same train as Jeremy Corbyn. They said they were quoted in actually saying to Jeremy Corbyn, sit down next to me, because they had a reserve seat which he could have sat in.
Yes, but I seen the CCTV footage of that, and one of James had put a bag on the seat.
Oh, really?
So they couldn't sit down next to him. What else have you got there?
Apparently Southern France is in panic and despair, according to the Mirror, as Julia Hartley Brewer goes on holiday.
Right, and I've got Community Life magazine, the magazine published by the Claiborne Times Review for the Johnson Charity. And that's got a Southwestern Adventist University professor leading some excavations of dinosaur bones. There we go. Anything else?
Yeah, according to the Times front page today, jihadis in prison are complaining that their vests are issued, the vests that they are issued with have a severe lack of explosive on.
Okay, thank you for that. That's the front pages of the papers. Now we have to move back to the desk.
What, now?
Yeah, because I've just seen Professor Stephen Hawking arrive.
Ah. Oh.
Professor Stephen Hawking's in the... Just bear with us while we take these off. We really ought to work out a better way of sort of covering that move to the sofa and back. I don't really know how we could do it, but we should think about it. Professor Stephen Hawking, of course, is he's a friend of the show, and you'll know that if you're a regular listener. He turns up to tell us a joke, Professor Stephen Hawking, and the reason he does it is because it's like an audio lollipop. He tells us the setup to a joke here on the programme, but if you want the punchline, it is only available on our podcast, which of course goes live on a Friday. So you've got a setup here and a punchline on the podcast. Like the lollies. Do you remember lollies when they used to have a joke on the stick, and if you wanted to get the punchline, you had to sort of eat the lolly and beneath the icy treat. It's kind of that. It's an audible version of that. Michael McIntyre, you remember the...
Hello, yes, it's good to be here. Yes, now in the thing we can you not imitate me like that?
Do you remember
the
lollies?
I find it funny. I find it mocking, and it's not funny.
You remember the lollies?
That is just childish.
Do you remember the lollies?
Yes, now here's the thing with lolly sticks, okay? When they were inventing the lolly, why did they go, I know what we need here. What we need is a wooden stick. I tell you what I want with my icy treat is splinters in my mouth. Why didn't they go plastic?
Michael McIntyre there joining us to remind us about lolly sticks. And from lollies to lols, because Professor Stephen Hawking is here now to tell us that setup to that joke. Here's the overly long intro music.
We'll be right back. Why do women pierce their belly buttons?
There it is. Why do women pierce their belly buttons? That's Professor Stephen Hawking's joke. If you want the punchline to that, it is available only on our podcast, which you can find, of course, at iTunes or talkradio.co.uk. It's Professor Stephen Hawking's Pull Back and Reveal on Talk Radio. I like that music. Right, in the next half an hour, here's what's going to happen. There'll be a game of Dead or Alive. You could win some meat. It could be chicken, beef or lamb, or a box of organic veg. Plus, we'll be giving away £5,000.
No, we won't.
In a game of Mystery Voice. There's another Mystery Voice. Before that, however, here on Talk Radio, it's 3:30. Victoria has the news.
Talk Radio.
73 people have been killed in a powerful earthquake that struck central Italy this morning. Many more are missing after the tremor reduced buildings to rubble as people were sleeping. Across the region, there are families trying to reach their loved ones.
Our house has just completely collapsed. It was a house in the historic centre. All the other houses have collapsed.
We have a daughter here and her boyfriend. We know they're being pulled out by the emergency services. I think their house has completely collapsed.
A serving member of the British Armed Forces has been arrested on suspicion of Northern Ireland-related terrorism offences. Police say the 30-year-old's arrest in Somerset was part of a pre-planned intelligence-led operation. A pensioner who shot dead his 81-year-old wife at a care home has been sentenced to 6 years in a psychiatric hospital. 87-year-old Ronald King killed his wife Rita in a TV room at the home on Walton-on-the-Naze in Essex last December. The boyfriend of a British backpacker who was stabbed to death in Australia has called her a beautiful soul who'd fallen in love with the country and its people. 21-year-old Mia Alif Chung was killed at a hostel in Queensland. And the UK's data watchdog is investigating whether Virgin Trains broke rules by releasing CCTV pictures of Jeremy Corbyn on one of its services. The company did it to try and disprove the Labour leader's claims that there were no free seats on his recent journey. The Information Commissioner's Office's guidance on CCTV warns against posting images online or giving them to the media. The weather muggy overnight, thundery showers likely in the south with lows of 14 degrees. Tomorrow showers occasionally heavy and thundery across central and southern areas as well as the far northwest. Feeling warm again with highs of 24. There's more in half an hour.
Thanks, Victoria. Thank you very much.
That's okay.
Great. Right, shall we... have you finished? Because again, I wasn't really paying attention. Did
you? You know I finished because that's why you started talking.
Well, I started talking because you stopped, but you might have just been pausing.
I didn't pause for that long.
All right. So, next, Mystery Voice Quiz. You're listening to Talk Radio.
The Brothers Gould on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Two brothers separated at birth to live worlds apart on the opposite sides of broadcasting. One is a well-mannered, sharp-dressed dot-com billionaire.
The Stilton's awfully nice.
The other is a down-on-his-luck radio producer who makes Columbo look like George Clooney.
Just one more thing.
Suspend your disbelief. The Brothers Gould are here.
All right, man.
Oh, do stop it, Ash.
The Brothers Gould, featuring Johnny Gould and Ash.
Tonight from 7
on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, I promised you £5,000.
Yes, and you won't be getting it because it was a false promise,
and
which
we will
is technically illegal.
Be giving it away before 4 o'clock.
No, we won't.
This afternoon here on Talk Radio. And all you have to do if you'd like that £5,000 is identify the mystery voice.
Although, it won't get you £5,000 because we do not have that. I don't know why you keep saying it.
The mystery voice today... it's difficult. I'm going to say it's hard, that's why it's £5,000 of progress, because it's a reward for your hard work. Because
although you won't get it,
listen very carefully to today's Mr. Royce, and all you're doing is trying to identify it. Here it comes.
Hello, I'm Christopher Walken.
Who is that? Now, I said it was difficult. Let's hear it again.
Hello, I'm Christopher Walken.
Who is it? Who says those words?
Don't know.
Here's how you let us know. If you think you know who it is, you can text us, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
You could even tweet your answer.
Start your message with your guess.
Here it is again.
Hello, I'm Christopher Walken.
Right, okay. Let's have a look here. This has come in. John, this is the easiest one you've ever done. It's Birds of a Feather star and upcoming Strictly contestant Leslie Joseph. That's come in from Neil. You thought you were confident, but it's not Leslie Joseph. Have another listen to it. Listen very carefully.
Hello, I'm Christopher Walken.
It's not Leslie Joseph, but, you know, thanks for your guess. You can get your guesses to us. 8722?
Start your message with the word talk.
Already on Twitter.
Start your message with your guess.
It sounds to me, John, very much, and I do have an ear for these things. This has come in from Leah. It sounds to me like Angus T. Jones, the actor who played the boy Jake in Two and a Half Men, and then went on to encourage people not to watch the show but to follow God instead. Is it the actor
one, yeah.
Angus T. Jones? Let's have a listen.
Hello, I'm Christopher Walken.
No, not quite.
It's not.
It's close.
You've got some guesses coming.
Yeah, Gary Andrew says, John, this is easy. This is definitely the voice of the 70-year-old Irish comedian Jimmy Cricket.
It's not. No, it's. I mean, I know who you mean. I do know who you mean. But it's not. It's not Jimmy Cricket. John, why would you do this quiz with such a recognisable, easy voice? It's coming from Paul. I mean, it's obviously Marcus Bentley, the voice of Big Brother. you might be the... Let's have a listen to it again.
Hello, I'm Christopher Walken.
Who is that? It's not Marcus Bentley, I'm afraid. Look, remember, you are... Listen carefully, because you're paying for £5,000.
No, you're not.
Which someone has to win by
Disclaimer,
4...
Disclaimer, no one will win that money because it doesn't exist.
4 o'clock, someone's got to win it in today's Mystery Voice quiz. While you're pondering... as is traditional on Mystery Day, we're going to have an eargasm. It's you know, on the radio, two people, we've had one ourselves on the Big Debate, will argue. You get two contrasting opinions, won't you? And they'll clash in a phone-in or a radio, often TV debate as well. This is where we do it with music. We take two opposing bits of music and clash them together. Just to see, rather than, you know, discord, though, which you get out of an argument, what you get is harmony. You get musical harmony. While you're thinking and trying to identify today's mystery voice, here is today's eargasm. It's Taylor Swift versus Black Sabbath. Well, that was that just got to the good bit.
Hang on.
And then it just stopped.
That's a shame.
It is a shame. But you know, lots more guesses coming in for the mystery. I mean, you didn't have long, to be honest. I was going to listen to like ages of that, and then it just sort of stopped. Could it be George from Rainbow on the Mystery Voice quiz? That's come in from Carl on Yeah, I'm going to say Twitter. Let's listen to the Mystery Voice again.
Hello, I'm Christopher Walken.
Okay, who is that? I think we can now return to the noise of Black Sabbath versus Taylor Swift. Well, that's happened again. What we've got here now are two producers staring hard at technology with not the first idea of what's going on with it.
What did you do?
I blame Ginger producer Dave, even though he's not here.
There's clearly some sort of problem with it.
Okay, fine. Well done. Well identified.
Is there? Yeah. Is there really? That's well done. Good. I'm glad we diagnosed that.
Yeah, good. Cass bringing her usual cheery self to the party there. Okay, well, look, it doesn't matter. We haven't got time now because we've got to, frankly, go across the, you know. Oh. I know. I was looking forward to that.
So was I. I was enjoying it.
I was going to use that time to go for a wee. Now that what's happened. Just have to go in the bin again. Right. We'll be back. More guesses for the Mystery Voice. Keep those coming in. And you could possibly win some meat in a game of Dead or Alive.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Dryathlon is coming. And the idea of not drinking during September is having a startling effect on many Brits. In Mead, it can do strange things inside a one's head. Gin rum circumstances, people actually miss beer words as alcoholic beverages. Wine this happens isn't something Pinot. At this point, it can be sherry worrying, but merely shows that an absinthe from booze might be a good thing, not least to raise money for Cancer Research UK. It's tough, but give it a shot, and we will beat cancer sooner. Sign up at dryathlon.org.
Sounds fantastic! Another round, so what's this sound?
Oi, come back here!
That's a gang of larcenous gibbons making off with someone's treasured marimba, but what's this sound?
Go compare!
That's the sound telling millions of canny householders where to look to save on their insurance.
For the right or macabre, you'll soon discover nothing quite compares to Go Compare!
Sounds fantastic!
Okay, so just before your next morning commute, I'd like you to try something. Leave that smartphone in your pocket and grab a Metro. Because deep down, you know that you can do better than updating your apps. Rearranging your contacts. Or lining up three red sweets so they go pop.
Sweet.
You've got all day at work for that. The commute is for Metro. Free every weekday morning.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The Sevenoaks in Kent, where the A25 is very busy. That's because of works between Sevenoaks and Seal. Better news on the westbound A14 through Northamptonshire. The breakdown around Junction 3 for Desborough has been recovered. Still quite busy out of Birmingham on the Aston Expressway and for the routes around it. So Dartmouth Middleway looks very busy. There's roadworks on the expressway and there was an accident. You're still queuing on the southbound M6 around 19 for Knutsford after a breakdown. And there's one lane out on Greater Manchester southbound M61 for the recovery of an overturned vehicle near Junction 2. That's for Walkden. I'm Joanna Adams.
Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's Comedic Sunday Breakfast Emporium. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Featuring Mr. Jake Yap's famous clown stilts 10 feet high. In each town at 8 o'clock on Sunday morning, will be remembered for many a long day as a pageant of ghostly magnificent, consisting as it does of artistes unsurpassed in the comedic profession. Mr. Jake Yap's entertaining Sunday breakfast. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. It is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. While you're still... A lot of guesses coming in for today's Mystery Voice, by the way. Just before we give away some meat, let's just hear the Mystery Voice one more time, because you've got about 15 minutes, I'd say, to get your guess in.
Hello, I'm Christopher Walken.
Who is that? Andrew Higgins has been on. Hi, John. It's easy. It's the ex-Lebanese Druze militia commander, Walid Jumblatt. It's not.
We did him last week.
Yeah, it is easy, John. Anonymous, this one is 80s wrestling star Rowdy Roddy Piper. I will take the £5,000.
That is not available.
It's certainly not available to that person because that's
or
not
anyone.
The right answer. But we have to give away £5,000 before 4 o'clock. If you'd like it, all you've got to do is identify this mystery voice.
Hello, I'm Christopher Walken.
That's all you've got to do. 87222 with your
start answer. Your message with the word
that's
talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with your guess.
And now it is time to give away the meat. each week. We give away chicken, beef, lamb, or a box of vegetables in a game of Dead or Alive! And today's no exception. Somebody is on the telephone ready to have a crack at the meat. Is it Lauren? Hello, Lauren.
Hello, hi.
Hi there. Hi. hi. So, where are you, Lauren? What do you do?
I'm currently in Brent Cross, and I work for a mobile phone company.
Work for a mobile phone company. Okay.
Yeah, it's called Alcatel, but I don't know if you may have heard of it before. Probably not.
Well, you don't work in the marketing department, then?
No. I work in the field research team, so, yeah.
Right. And what does, you know, what's the average day for a mobile phone field researcher consist of?
I go around to different stores in London, and I speak to people a bit about the Alcatel products, and I train them up. Nice. And kind of get a bit more brand awareness out there.
Right. I see. When you said you're a field researcher, I thought what you meant was you went to location scouting for sites to build a mast in.
No way. Not as technical as that.
No.
A bit more fun. I have a bit more fun than that.
How long have you been in this field?
Since April this year. Not too long.
I see. Okay. And is there much take-up for your product? Are you successful at your job, would you say?
I would say so. I think I'm fairly successful.
Good.
I like having conversations with people, so I think I'm doing all right.
Yeah, we like a success story, Lauren, and then I think you're a good example of that. However, the question remains as to whether you're going to be successful in your quest for meat. You've got a choice. You've got chicken, beef or lamb.
Okay.
Or a box of organic veg, because we're not racist.
I would. I used to be vegetarian, but I'll go for the box of chicken. Thank you.
You're going for a chicken. You are going to win. It's not a box of chicken. It's just a chicken. It's fine. It's just a chicken, but you can win it if you score highly enough in today's game of Dead or Alive.
Okay.
Right. So it's just a list of things. They're either dead or alive. That's it. Let's play it. Let's do it. Let's do it now. Here we go. Right. Question number one. My mum, dead or alive?
Oh, wow. I'd say alive.
Well, it depends. Do you mean my birth mother or my adoptive mother? Because I was adopted at the age of 4 weeks.
That's hard.
Yeah.
I'm still going to go with alive.
Alive. Well, I mean, obviously I don't know because I never traced her, so... half a point. The other one is alive as well. That's fine. Dead or alive, North Korea's ability to successfully fire a nuclear weapon at the UK.
Dead or alive?
Yes. North Korea's ability. Is it dead or alive?
Alive.
No, dead, because their missile wasn't very good, so there's nothing for us to worry about. It's fine. The whole of Team GB, dead or alive, the whole of Team GB... according to Victoria's News Bulletin yesterday.
Alive.
Well, I mean, no, sadly.
I didn't listen to it,
no.
But I'm assuming that they are alive.
Neither did I, and I was
no
in the
one
room.
Listens to it, yeah.
Victoria reported that the plane they travelled back on, this was her words, she said the plane that they've travelled back on was filled with champagne. Which, of course, as anyone knows, Lauren, is going to, if you fill a plane with champagne, it's just going to drown everyone on board.
Obviously.
The athletes died. Dead or alive, ISIS?
I would say alive.
Assistant producer Cass, through the glass, his cat is called ISIS. And it's still alive after her tests from the vets all came back clear. Although she does need some dental work. Yeah. So, ginger producer Dave's ability to produce a credible outside broadcast, dead or alive?
I'm going to go for Dave and say alive.
No, dead, based on the evidence of the debacle that was this show live from Edinburgh on Monday. Dead or alive, The Hills?
Alive. They're very much alive.
With the Sound of Music?
With the Sound of Music.
Yeah, but on this occasion, I'm afraid this is a family called the Hills, who used to live down the road from my parents, and three generations tragically wiped out in a Laser Quest accident.
Oh, no, gutted.
Dead or alive, the cat that caused Nick Grimshaw to roll his car the other day.
I would say dead.
No, he maintains it was still alive.
I don't think I'm very good at this game. Pretty
well. Dead or alive, cockles and mussels.
Alive-o. Alive-o.
Not in this case. I'm afraid they were the names of two anteaters that my mother's neighbour Anne owned, and they're dead because they were run over by a JCB.
Is this your real mum or is this your adopted mum?
That's a very good question. My adopted mum. The JCB was being driven by Nick Grimshaw. And finally, the dead or alive, the sea used as a simile in a Lumineers song. Dead or alive.
The what?
The sea that's used as a simile in a song by the Lumineers.
I'm going to say dead.
Let's find out.
Like the Dead Sea.
Yes!
Yay!
Yay, Lauren! Right, okay. Now, there's a small matter. Of course, that's the end of that. The quiz there, but there's a small matter of whether or not you win the chicken. Okay. And we're going to obviously work out how many points you got. And to do that, Lauren, we have to check the system. Obviously, okay.
I'll just boot it up.
Yeah. It's I will warn you, Lauren, just in advance, it's a very slow system. It's a dial-up, Lauren. You can probably hear that there.
Yeah.
Just bear with us, and we'll... just takes a while to boot up the system.
No problem.
Just hang on there. I do apologise. We're in. OK, right. Here we go. So we just got to type it in. Wait a minute.
Lauren, how do you spell Lauren?
Lauren.
Oh. Okay.
You wanted a chicken. You wanted a chicken, didn't you?
Yeah, chicken.
Chicken. Right, chicken. chicken.
Oh. How do you spell chicken, Lauren?
Tough question. C-H-I-C-K-E-N.
Okay, and how do you spell Alcatel?
A-L-C-A-T-E-L.
Okay, and, okay, do you have an Alcatel One Touch? Good. Yes.
No, you...
Sorry, the signal keeps going.
Well, that's your fault.
Yeah.
Oh.
Don't tell us which phone you're ringing on. You might get in trouble.
Oh, you're not a very good advert, are you, for that?
It's the signal. I'm not a network. I'm a company.
Right. Okay.
Are we done?
Yeah, I'll just print it out.
Okay, just got to print the... print your score off, Lauren. Just hang on.
Oh, thanks.
It's quite a slow printer as well, actually.
So what's the amount I have to get in order to win?
Pardon?
What's the amount I have to get in order to win?
I don't know, really.
We have to wait till it prints out to see if it says it on the printout.
It's quite a slow printer, Laura, I'm sorry. There right. You go. Right, Cornelius.
Hello.
Lauren is on the telephone.
Yes,
she
that's correct,
She would
John.
Like to win a chicken.
Mm.
She answered some questions in Dead or Alive.
Sure. And she works at Alcatel.
Yeah.
Well, I can confirm that Lauren, who would like to win some chicken and answered some questions on Dead or Alive and works at Alcatel, scored...
Yes.
3.5 points!
3.5 points!
All right.
Is that enough to win a chicken?
Yes, it is! Hey!
Lauren, congratulations! You have won a chicken.
Really, only 3.5?
Yeah.
Apparently
so. Well, I've won the chicken. That's a pretty good score.
You can't question the system.
Yeah. Well done. You're the proud owner of a chicken. Good work. Go away now. Lauren, there on the telephone. And we're joined in the studio by Sam Delaney, who has a programme coming up momentarily.
Cass, your producer, said you don't have to come in if you don't, people don't want to hear about. She used a horrible swear word in reference to the quality of my show. Like, I'll replace you. No one wants to hear what's going on the rubbish, but it was much worse word than rubbish. Drive show.
I honestly think
we're colleagues here. Okay, she's your producer.
She's got Tourette's. She cannot say. She nearly swore in here early on the radio.
It was a bit, it beggared belief, but at the same time, she's an intimidating person.
She is.
So I took it on the chin and did what she told me to do.
Yeah.
And now I am here to tell you how, just what will be going on the rubbishy drive time show, as she calls it.
Yeah, what do you got?
Do you think that prisoners should have Skype and mobile phones?
No. Next question.
I think, yeah, because I've got a friend in prison.
Yeah, and you'd like to talk to him more often.
I had to sneak Skype in.
How'd you do that?
Sent it in a drone.
Yeah, no.
Oh, you droned it in.
I had to conceal it.
Listen, right? Terry Marsh is the man who burgled my house about 7 years ago.
Yeah, no, Terry.
And I followed the case closely because a mate of mine was a local policeman, so he knew all about the case. They caught him. It was very dramatic the way in which they caught him after a high-speed car chase. He went in prison, and then he kept me abreast of how Terry was getting on in prison.
That's good,
right?
Yeah.
I weirdly became obsessed with my own burglar because he was quite a cavalier figure, and there was a lot of great adventurous stories around him, right?
Yeah.
But he rang me up and went, "You're going to love this. Terry Marsh has smuggled a mobile phone into prison up one of his cavities." And he's ended up in the prison hospital because it was an iPhone 6. Oh. Well, actually, it wouldn't have been a 6 back then. It was the latest iPhone.
Yeah.
And most of them did it with the little Motorolas you used to get.
Yeah.
He was too ambitious. He was an ambitious character. He'd attempted to get a full smartphone into his body, and there'd been a rupture, and he was in the prison hospital for a while.
Imagine that. Imagine if you know, part of it operated the phone while it was in there. You'd have Siri literally talking out of your arse.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Although, if porridge is to believe, those prison hospitals are just great fun.
Yeah, always having it.
It's where you want to be. You're always in there. David Jason's character was always in the prison hospital, wasn't he? And they just loved it. It was great. So, in some ways.
Yeah. Mm. All right. What else?
So that a blimp has crashed. Luckily, no one's been injured or died, which gives us an opportunity to have fun about
exactly.
The crashed blimp.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's good
news.
Was
it second flight or something? Is that right?
Yeah.
What was its nickname?
What, the blimps?
Mm. Victoria.
Flying bum plane.
Yeah.
That's right. Oh, good. Does Con get paid for being on your show?
No.
Or for just anything?
I think he gets pocket money.
Okay, fair enough. And also, the police are on a taser rampage. Nothing short of a taser rampage. You look out the window now, you'll see a policeman
running about,
tasering people at will.
Willy-nilly.
And it's completely out of control, so we'll be talking to Peter Blixley, our policeman friend, about what the hell's going on with this taser obsession. They're so rubbish, tasers. When you see them being used, they're on the end of wires. It's like a rubbish children's toy. Like, the aim, you have to get so close to the criminal.
Yeah.
You can't be a sniper with a taser.
There's no taser sniping.
So,
no. All right.
They're rubbish.
Good. All right. All of that with Sam Delaney next. We'll be back tomorrow, 1 till 4. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Yes!
Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.